Watch this.
The Joker and the Devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level.
Oh, wait, we're starting now. Is it my turn to talk now?
Why, yes, sir, it is.
Thanks. Oh, who's that? Who's that?
Who is that with us?
Oh, my God. That's what you brought?
What?
Loud noises and screeching sounds.
Loud noises.
Our sound effect man is back.
Yes.
Welcome to Richmond Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Eric.
Eric is back from his ailments.
His scabies.
Scabies. What, a sailor?
You were out last week due to your age.
Well, due to my chicken pox. Yes, I am 23 years old, and this is the first time I've ever gotten chicken pox.
And you still have pock marks to prove it.
Yes, I do. They're on some on my face, and I got one on my arm. They're all scabs right now. But
All I'm seeing is the one surrounding your eye.
Oh, yeah, right here. It looks like it's pretty deep.
You got one there, here, on the side.
Were you scratching at them?
No, they just fell off. Like when I take a shower.
Oh. What? Sounds horrible.
No, when I... The scabs when I take
like
a shower.
Like leprosy is like.
No, when I take a shower, they got wet and
they just
came
off. Pop off.
Yeah. That's not like they're like a, you know, really fucking thick scab or nothing.
Oh.
Delicious.
Eric's brief run in with the black plague.
Yeah, dude, it was bad. I was fucking. I had to stay in my room for over a week.
You're quarantined.
Yeah, I was quarantined.
Yeah, that yellow tape in there.
Hey, your sister told me about it. She said, like, you were a fucking zombie. She was all scared of you and everything.
Yeah, it was blisters all over my face, dude. It was nuts.
You take an opal bath?
They really didn't. No, they didn't itch. They just hurt. They hurt really bad. They're like,
They made
my body sore. My face sore.
Uh-huh.
It was bad.
See, and I've never heard that. The only thing I've ever heard with chicken pox is that they itch. I remember when I had them, they just itched.
Not when you're older. Charles said he got them when he was 24, and they hurt. He said,
"I know they are worse than adults."
How do you contract that? Who are you touching?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's like honestly, a big
they're
question.
Air,
who
well,
the
they're,
fuck were you
they're airborne.
To get it?
It's an airborne. You can get them airborne.
Get up a
they,
toilet seat.
Yeah, they don't. No, they don't have. They don't have to. You don't have to like someone touch you. You can get them through the air.
Yeah, it's an airborne
just
pathogen,
like AIDS.
I get that, but
that's what I believe.
You still have to be somewhere within the vicinity of the host to contract it.
Okay. How am I supposed to know? People don't even know.
Who was breathing
that,
on you?
People don't even know that chicken pox.
Who the hell are you making out
you,
with?
You
that
can get contagious. You can get contagious of chicken pox for someone that's 2 weeks before they even get it.
Who are you boning the head
pussy pox?
So we could have got it 2 weeks ago.
Probably.
We should have gotten it 2 weeks ago.
I've already had it. I'm immune.
I've had shots.
Shots on
You've
the last 10 years.
Nope.
Really?
Shots on the last 10 years.
That's kind of frightening.
Frightening that I never had it?
Yeah. I just assume everyone just gets it and that's it. Like,
I never understood it
because, like, I always watched cartoons and there was always that episode in a cartoon where, like, someone got chicken pox. So I figured,
The best one I did
well,
it was South Park. They all get together and he had, hey, you guys can play a game. It's called Spin Each Other's Mouths. And they start and Kenny starts spinning all their mouths.
That's disgusting.
No.
Is that how you got it?
It's good to have your kids to get chicken pox as a kid, because as the older you get, the more dangerous it becomes.
You could have died, Eric.
This has been Parenting Hour, brought to you by Ruth and Half. Who gives a shit? New subject.
The more you know, the star comes out over us.
The rainbow. I think Eric's a little touchy about his disease.
No, this is a stupid thing to talk about.
Oh,
calm down, Dr.
Are you embarrassed to talk about it?
No, I don't. Why are we talking about chicken pox?
Because we missed you. You thought you were going to die.
Thought I was going to die? No, yeah. It's only if you're fucking elderly.
The listeners thought you were dead.
I never say that. It's bad when you get older. It's only when you're fucking like 60 years old, your immune system's low, and you're almost about to die.
That's the flu.
My dad had it.
No, even chicken pox. Chicken pox messes with your immune system.
My dad got it when he was in his late 20s, and actually almost killed him.
Well, then your dad's weak.
Fuck your dad and shitty immune system. Learn his lesson there.
I kicked chicken pox.
Get that shit in gear.
Don't let fuck with me.
That's what you're doing in the mirror. Like motivating yourself. You're gonna let this fucking kill you? Fuck you. Know.
Yeah, actually, I actually headbutted the mirror.
Using chunks of glass to cut him out. You like that?
took apart the drawer.
That's how it spreads, little pus balls. If it gets anywhere else, on you scratch it and it pops and you get on your skin and then more grow.
Really?
That's how it spreads in your body.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
That's why they encourage you to scratch. I had the oven mittens on, so I was okay.
Really?
No. I was covered in the lotion and had oven mittens on like this, walking around.
Calamine lotion.
One's a shark mitt and one's a chicken mitt. That's fucking funny.
All he knows is that the cookies are done.
I was in the lab.
He's the only one eating them.
I actually lost appetite, too.
Hey, you're telling me you think you're slimmer.
No, I didn't eat. I probably ate like once a day.
Did you just sleep all day?
Yeah, I just slept. Play video games and slept some more, dude. It like wore me out, dude.
Do you just wait it out, or do you take something for it?
No, I took Benadryl.
That's for the itching.
Yeah. Well, that and so well, the less you itch, the faster you're gonna heal.
Magical pill or cough syrup that makes it go away.
Just the less you itch, the more it'll faster heal. So the more you scratch, you're gonna be fucking having for a while. Anyways.
Well, that's been Eric's week.
Thank you. It's been a lovely week.
I know. It was exciting.
Yeah.
We're getting a middle and an end.
Yeah. Went out for the first time in over a week last night.
You partied pretty hard, too.
Yeah, I got fucked up.
You just made up for like a week's worth of
drinking. Yeah, that's basically what happened. It's fucking seven tall double shots of Sailor Jerry and Coke.
And these are pine glasses of just fucking Sailor Jerry and Coke.
I was drinking pine glasses of Sailor Jerry and Coke. I didn't pay a damn cent either. That's what the best thing about it is. It's all free alcohol. And I even won $10 on the pool table.
Just drunk as shit.
So I actually made money.
How'd you get that guy to bet you? Just he wanted to play for money?
I don't fucking know, dude. I was drunk. I was just talking like, yeah, dude.
I usually
play for money. He's like, oh, yeah, you want to play for a pitcher? I'm like, I don't give a shit. And so I played him. He missed the ball, and I cleared the table, and I was like, all right. I'm going to pitch you a Bud Light. He's like, well, how much pitcher is $10? I'm like, how about if I give you the money? I'm like, fuck, just give me the money. And that's how we got.
It sounds like he just snatched it out of his hand too.
And that's
he
goes in his pocket. He goes in his wallet and he's counting it out. And then he's got like $3 left in his wallet after that. I kind of felt bad, but then I didn't, because then I wouldn't be drinking this beer right here.
He goes back to his friends. Like, you ready to get something to eat? He's like, can't.
Yeah, I
only got $3.
Bought us a 3-pack of tall cans and some Del Taco.
And they're just eating fucking 49-cent tacos now.
Yeah. We had a buy one, get them a free coupon for Del Taco. Got some combination burritos and their new jalapeno potato.
Is it advertisement
thingies
for Del Taco right now?
I don't know. I would fucking advertise the shit of it if I got free food.
As much as you eat there.
I know. I should, man.
You should walk in there and demand that. You should demand that.
Fuck, man. I'm there like every night. The guy's like, oh, you're back again? I'm like, yeah, I'm back again.
Oh, like, what would a commercial like that sound like? And we all just like to look up and stare into the sky. And then just transition to a commercial.
I'll be sort of the drunk clientele of fuck commercials. What's better after a night of drinking?
I'll tell you what.
This grilled chicken burrito.
He's eating it all like sexual. Like, drips
down my chest.
Good.
And like, wipes it up like that. And lick it.
It's like a Charles Jr. commercial, but with you.
And try it. Dude, that's Taco Bell. Yeah. Oh, is it? Dallas Del Taco. Oh, I don't know what it is.
That was Taco Bell.
That was Taco Bell.
Oh, you're talking about Del Taco Bell.
Yeah, see, you're already running my advertisement.
Way to go.
Did they have a specific sound?
Just drop I don't think Del Taco has a sound. We'll just play McDonald's. Go ahead. We'll do the ba 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 ba. It'll work.
Ba 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 ba.
That's what I hear.
It's all angry. Ba 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 ba.
Del Taco. Fucking Ronald. The hamburger touched me when I was younger. I had bad memories.
He's statue like, touched you, the one that he just sits on the bench. He just got too close and you nicked
him. Do you have any hamburgers down there, boy? How many times did I tell you? Yes! You can't have them, though. I just want a taste.
He pulls that lube out of his fucking, like, throat.
He's grimaces fucking. I always picture Grimace as a Negro, so I'd picture his
fur, you guys think he's
fur oily, yeah, so I just kinda. Think he's a cat's Grimace.
I just saw him autistic. You look like Grimace.
I never said I like Grimace.
That should be your Halloween costume.
He said you look like Grimace.
We should paint you purple and just look like that. Just have so you look at the retarded look on his face, see?
Well, that's because he's grimacing.
Oh, you know what? I was watching that annoying orange. That annoying orange. And the facial expressions that he makes, I always think of Alistair. Like the little dead face that goes like that. Like I was like, man, that looks. His expression is like Alistair, I swear.
The kind of, what the fuck?
Yeah, like that stuff.
They should bring back those characters. They don't have them in commercials anymore.
What characters?
Just black people.
Hey, you know what's funny is
that's all it is.
Well, you ever watch? You ever watch those Gerber? The Gerber health like you know the college plan for the kids. You know what's funny? It's every time it is. It's a black guy giving the advice of saving money for the children. It's there's two commercials.
Is that the one with Alex Trebek?
No,
that's a different. That's it for old people, huh?
There's
that phone that has like the four giant buttons on it.
the ladybug wasn't it called.
No, it's called the
ladybug was for kids.
It's called the fly.
It's a murderer for kids.
Something fly.
The dragonfly or something like that. Firefly. Yeah,
Firefly.
No, this doesn't sound that cool. That's like a droid phone.
The beetle.
Jitterbug.
Oh, the jitterbug. Yeah, because the old people started jitterbugging while they're listening.
It relates to a song I used to know when I was young.
Hey, I can use that.
And that's the ringtone for it too.
The jitterbug.
Just like the life. It's like life watch.
Okay, that was quick. You have that on sync for other reasons?
He's already got that one programmed in there.
You don't know when it's useful.
I don't know when George Michael's gonna come up.
I wanna have this for karaoke.
1 minute dance party.
Strobe light it.
I still like the Chris Griffin version.
Oh, okay. We're done. I'm the one dancing here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't dance. That's why it's kind of, rocking.
He does a Fat Joe dance. He leans back. And then he leaned back too far. Then he stopped.
What are those toys that fucking just, you just
knock over? I got this for you, Eric.
Wibble wobbles and they don't fall down. Yes.
He just sits there in a chair and does that.
This is the karaoke version.
All right, sing it.
I don't know the fucking song. I know the jitterbug part, and he's taking it from me.
That should be at the end of every punchline. Any joke we say, jitterbug. Instead of a rim shot, jitterbug.
So how was your
guys' week? Keep that on cue in case anything happens throughout the show.
Oh, I will.
Cut me off, will you?
I will.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't point that
at me. You rule this day.
Who says that?
Go on, start ruining.
Well, go for it. Rule the day. How do I do that?
Rule the day,
man. Rue the day. What am I doing? What am I doing, though?
No, you're.
What am I ruining?
It's kind of like a form of regret.
Oh, you regret this day, huh? Why don't you say that?
Thank you, Bookworm.
That's fancy talk. That's, that's old-timey fashion.
Yeah,
that's. I both rue and lament.
Yeah, that guy back there, he's back there. He's a bookworm. He has dictionaries and shit back there. He's his little candle.
His bathroom.
And a nightcap.
It's a really long one, though, too. Go down
his every time we feel stupid, we just ask him for something.
His bathroom reader.
Give me a dollar. It's better than
I feel stupid. Give me money.
His bathroom reader is a thesaurus.
That's kind of hard to come out.
It was, yeah.
A thesaurus?
Yeah,
the dinosaurus.
I stuttered there for a minute.
I read the dinosaurs yesterday.
I didn't want to go back in.
I take that with me when I go to the museum. My dinosaurs.
Nah, you want to know about dinosaurs? That's my little brother. Sorry, my little brother knows everything there is fucking know about dinosaurs.
He's going to be a dinosaur.
He can look at a fucking. We bought him this tooth for his birthday. He looked
That's
at
a great present.
No, it's a dinosaur tooth. And
It was nice.
It came
did you
in
buy it at the gift shop at the museum?
No, it came in a box and fucking everything. It was expensive. But
was there a certificate?
He looked at it. He looked at it. And he knew exactly what fucking dinosaur it came from.
What?
Oh, yeah, I swear to God.
Was it
one out of 10?
Did you get him a well-known dinosaur? Because you got to guess.
No, I don't know what the fuck it's called. He told me what it was.
Brontosaurus.
He just made some bullshit up.
Yeah.
Just name like the main like three
yeah,
or four dinosaurs.
Yeah,
I
showed it to him. He's like, that came from a reptar.
Bitches love reptar.
Give that bitch a reptar. Bitches
nice.
Love reptars.
I wake
that's
up
pretty good.
Cereal.
They should have made a reptar cereal.
They had a
SpaghettiOs version of Rugrats and it had reptars in there, but I don't know about cereal.
I just dry them and then make cereal.
Tommy O's.
Tommy O's.
Tommy O's pickles. I just said it. Tommy Pickles.
You went disgusting like he's actually real.
God, I hate those imaginary cereals.
Fuck them.
Eating them with my imaginary milk.
It's 2%.
I don't like cow milk. This is Cambodian breast milk.
Government issued.
Mom never stopped breastfeeding.
Just grab the jar.
You want two drops or two?
Say you, when. It's just good to say when.
Like, Wedge, you want some cream with that? He's like, yeah. There's I'll get your father.
It's a half and half.
It's fattening, though.
It's only because there's nothing left in there. It only has one testicle, so it's a half and half.
It's all mixed into one.
Why is my coffee salty?
I forgot to take a shower today. Got ball juice in there.
I had asparagus.
You want some ball soup today, son?
Delicious.
I wouldn't say nutritious. Soup.
Thanks, Mom.
Your sodium's kind of low.
It's full of protein and vitamins.
Ah, yeah.
That's the best commercial ever.
All right. What do you got for us today, Mr. Jason?
Mr. Jason.
That's the only cool name I can think of for you.
Yeah, we're still working on a nickname for me, huh?
Mysterio.
Man of many different kind of shirts.
Yes, I own multiple layers of clothing.
Yeah, but you don't own anything else with anyone else wear.
That's not true. I own like a...
You have an Inspector Gadget shirt. I've seen a 10-year-old...
I wish I had
seen a 10-year-old running around with it.
I wish I had an Inspector
Gadget. No, was it a Gears or was it...
Oh, it's a Mystery Science Theater shirt.
Whatever, you're still dumb.
The one with the G on it?
Read your little paper you got
People
there.
Do mistake that for, yeah, I know. For Inspector
well,
Gadget.
Well, because it looks like a gear and it's a G, so they assume Gadget.
I'm not wearing it now, sir.
You look like I don't know.
No, I like that shirt, though. Because you know what that symbol means if you watch the show.
I smelt that.
That's what Eric thinks.
What I eat?
What?
Reptar fucking
Cheerios. SpaghettiOs.
It tastes like Reptar.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Smells like... In your dad's coffee.
It smells like jalapeno potato Zing. Wedges.
Oh, dude, I want some,
for that one too.
Want some more of those. look at jalapeno potato wedges.
What, you just want to look at them online? Just like, put that on the monitor right now and then jerk off real fast. Yeah. After the bar, we went to your sponsor.
To the food place where they gave you food.
To the food store.
Oh, food for less?
To the 24-hour food.
Smart Final?
No, nothing else. 24 hours days.
Jack in the Box?
CVS? Really? You go grocery shopping at CVS?
It's a little bit pricey, but... You know, I can afford it.
Get my eggs and milk.
I feel fancy walking around with a basket.
I know money.
Every Thanksgiving, I do my shopping at CVS.
I do it every
Christmas. All your late minute shopping is
I buy
good
a turkey
CVS.
And a cheap radio every year.
TV.
I bought my electric razor. It was next to the turkeys and the stuffing.
I bought a sticky and a fucking...
Fushigi.
I bought a Chia Pet there, too.
Yeah. I got it next to the Snuggie that says I seen on TV.
It's printed on the back. Yeah. Or the front, actually.
That's what I was
it's
getting.
Just a backwards robe.
And also the Obama Chia Pet, too. You gotta... Don't think about that when you gotta oil up the hair every day, though.
Afro Chia.
Don't want his head to get ashy.
Put some Soul Glow on it.
Gotta put some Vaseline on that bitch.
Oh, wow.
And this has been a racist moment brought to you by Ripped in Half.
The darky comedy everyone's been hearing about?
Yeah.
The dark comedy, get it?
If you've been listening to the commercials, we deliver on our promise.
Yeah, fuck those niggers. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not what you mean, right?
I don't think you're supposed to say that. Wedge looked a little offended when you said that.
I know. It's like now we're going to do what our show's really
I think
about.
His ball kind of clenched. He's like, now I'm going to get raped. People know where I'm at. There'll be a bunch of black guys come to my house banging on the door.
So we're on right now. We're on Efron Roach's Facebook page.
All right. This is a song when you open up Roach's page. He has.
We were not meant to see that.
No, that was Roach's.
Oh, no, you're talking about it. I'm like, okay. Well, I was just gonna bring something up, like have it ready if I need to transfer any file or any links to this site.
Well, let's look up Roach's relationship status.
His page is open on yours.
Is he friendly
and
looking?
I have my page up on here. I send it through, like, the messages.
Oh, I said Efron. That's fine. Or Roach, as we know him.
The Wedge is...
Or don't know him.
The Wedge is interested in you ladies, too.
Oh, yes. Well, speaking of what... Well, this thing we're talking about. Oh, your cum coffee cum.
My cum?
Coffee cum.
Wow. Coffee cum. If you insist. Coffee. Is there any blurring out in this thing?
What? All right, no. Well, I was telling you about it. Yeah. You haven't seen it yet. And you don't give a shit.
That's the most random thing. I mean, the fucking... Oh.
Who cares? I'm going to another topic.
Like, you know, we're talking about cum coffee cup, then it's like, all right. No, I was telling you about it.
That's why
I told you.
That's why.
Instead of pointing out that you've already told me about it, how about you just get into the story and act like it's brand new?
Okay.
Let me
go through my file, my index cards.
Yeah. And in later news.
Someone messed with a prompt. God damn it.
Can you bring up the Daily Motion one, though? Let's make it just worse. It's worse, so I'm more prepared.
Can this be a green screen? I want to do the weather.
I wish there was a green screen there and have all kinds of weird background shit. From like, and when they see us, they just see all this kind of.
Oh yeah, only half. Of it, you know,
you're just going through space.
I'd hate to think of this.
Like when we talk about dinosaurs we're going.
No, I want
the shit he'd put up secretly behind us that we don't see.
That'd be cool.
I'd be all right with it.
You'd be okay just sitting there. There's like this big gaping asshole right behind your.
Well,
head.
I think it'd be going on in your head.
He's all typing now, like
big gaping ass.
Speaking of which, don't worry, it's not gonna happen.
All right, you were talking to Steve about some shit that I don't know about some shit, and now we're gonna talk about this shit.
You sound very excited here, though.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would like to know if you're really excited about it.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about to get excited about.
But you know, I'm gonna talk about something really interesting.
Not really. It's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
I'd like to remind you guys,
I only
be
do
careful
things like
what you say.
Huh? Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's delicious. What is that? That's medium rare?
It's goatsy.
It looks like shepherd's pie.
All right. And still open. It's gonna rub me. How do you even get it that wide?
Practice.
He looks like a strong man.
That deserved a jitterbug.
Practice. Apparently, we're going to end up knowing how gaping Carlos' asshole is because practice makes perfect, right, Carlos? Or Wedge? I don't know. I fucked up, right? Oh, God. His secret identity is out.
Now, you're wondering what you're doing. We're waiting outside him to unlock the gate, right?
Yeah, the Wedge actually wears a mask during the show, so no one knows his identity.
It's just a cheese head.
Yeah.
It's a nacho hat.
All right, anyways. Further news.
So what is this new story you have for us?
It's a new story? No, it's a week old story.
Well, it's new to us.
I was sick. I was out of commission. I don't know anything happened out in this
world.
You've
been blocked from the rest of the world for a whole week.
I felt like I was in prison.
Who is the president?
year is it?
If it does not show up on the Xbox dashboard, he does not know.
Do I have a great big bushy beard? No,
what? We have vanilla milk now?
The first thing when I heard the story, look, I didn't know Fear Factor was still on. I'm talking about MC Fear Factor.
They
took out. Because they had people challenge.
No, it came back.
So it was gone for a while.
It was gone for a couple
years.
No,
yeah, it
came back.
Joe Rogan was been talking about it's coming back. They actually interviewed him. They interviewed him on TMZ.
A while ago.
Well, they interviewed on TMZ, like... Fuck, I'd say like 2-3 months ago, and he was talking about how they're bringing back Fear Factor, and he's gonna be the host of it.
Well, see, they have one. I guess it's already airing, and they had one that they took out because it was so fucked up.
You say this is a week old?
The news story is a week old.
Yeah. Okay.
The actual show aired without the missing scene a few months ago.
Yeah.
Now the scene that was taken out was re-aired on a Danish television show.
Oh.
Channel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Channel. What
in
channel
the country
are we on?
Of Danish.
And what was so obscene in this episode that they decided
the
to
challenge
cut it?
Was they had to drink donkey cum and piss.
Oh fuck.
They have it had what it had is that they had a horseshoe
it's
ring.
Another
set up,
weekend.
And so basically you had to get us so you should go on the show.
Yeah.
I'd win everything. Donkey balls.
I would.
Donkey cum.
Give me some hot sauce and I'll take it all.
Snakes up the asshole. Hey. That gaping asshole right there.
They'll scorch.
They come out of that asshole,
like
and
I
you
said,
have to bite the heads off.
Give me some
like
either. Hey, give
whack
me,
the weasel.
Throw some Del Scorcho ranch or some nacho cheese on it. It tastes good.
Just suck the dick right off a bowl and shit. Like, wheeze the juice, man.
That's like the most fucked up version of whack-a-mole I've ever heard.
Whack-a-mole, that's what it was.
Oh, Steve plays whack-a-mole
by himself all the time.
Damn freckles.
He hates getting erections. Yeah.
So the challenge was horseshoe semen and.
Well, they had a little ring around it. So each
sounds like a nudist colony. at a horseshoe time.
Yeah, they had to be naked too.
Yeah.
The donkeys were naked. No, but then they have to throw the horseshoe and get as close as
they
the
sombr-
pole.
Then they have their sombreros on.
Yeah, they had to do it in Tijuana. And depends how close the horseshoe got to there. It had different number systems, so it depends how far away they got, how many shots of donkey.
Well,
come
thing
and
is,
piss they had to do.
I would have been good at this because I play horseshoes.
One guy said that, and he ended up in the very last end of the ring. And
well, then he's
like
a that proves he's a
fucking like donkey cum.
That proves he's a liar on national television.
All right, let's go ahead and watch the video and.
Let's see our reactions.
Why don't you turn the monitor a bit, Jason? So I can't.
No, the thing is about Fear Factor. They don't go off. They have premium aid donkey semen.
It was also sitting in the sun.
And yes, the donkey was tested.
Yeah. For what? Donkey aids?
Yes.
Oh, no. Donkey.
Oh, I want to watch her drink fucking.
See, I think the girls could do better in these challenges though. Especially with the cum one.
See, it would have been different if it was a goat.
Now, personally, it doesn't look anything like that. It looks like It looks like apple cider and horchata.
Just think of that in your head.
Horchata's not that thick.
How do I do this challenge?
It didn't look that thick.
What if they like coagulated?
Who jerked off a donkey that much to get that much cum?
Yeah. Hey,
Tom Green.
A job's a job.
Like,
the money's right.
That was the first challenge, and after this challenge, they had to drink it.
Lucky. Still fresh,
hopefully. You know, they serve this in bars.
Nice.
In New Zealand, they believe it increases virility in men.
They serve it in New Zealand?
And they drink it in bars.
Who's going to do what?
Yeah.
Well, I know they drink the piss
read
in
about
bars.
That is gross.
Yeah, they drink a lot of her piss in bars.
She's going for the semen. Thanks. She's a porn star, isn't she?
I hope so.
That's a slut.
She asked for the cum first. Like, that's what she was like. This is something I'm used to.
Yeah.
I at least have experience somewhat in this.
You're telling me you don't want to watch her drink that?
Only if it's coming straight from the source.
Oh, man.
20.
That is 12 shots, which represents 24 ounces.
I'm glad Joe Rogan knows his math.
24 ounces of fucking cum.
No, this is like a twin edition?
Yeah, it's a twin edition, too.
I would like to take both of them.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. She's like, now you have to drink Joe Rogan's cum.
Now you gotta...
30 ounces of fucking cum.
Now you gotta suck off Joe Rogan. She's like, I'll rather take the donkey.
I bet the whole crew jerked on up anyways, because no one noticed. Oh.
3, 2, 1. Do you really think that's semen?
Well, no.
Hey, I bet
the one has semen. The one with 30 ounces is urine.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, be great. It'd be great. She drink it. She's like, this isn't semen.
Hey, blow it up.
Look, they're just fucking chugging it.
Like you would chug it like a champ.
You think you're the donkey in the background?
You think she's done? But wait, there's actually two glasses.
Oh.
It's two glasses each.
Oh, man. There's no way that's piss or semen.
Would you make out with them afterwards?
Yes, I would.
I would.
I would let her spit in my mouth afterwards. That can't taste that bad because he drank it like a champ. Look, she's all...
They're trying to make her throw up, too.
Oh. It's all sticky and shit.
Jesus.
She's like, hold on.
She vomits a bubble.
She's like, this is how I usually drink it. She starts pouring on her face and her hair.
And then your vomit comes out your nose, too, so there's a big old cum bubble on your nose.
Now, here's my question, you guys.
One more cup? Oh, God.
If you guys were contestants on this show and this came up, would you go through with it, or would you just quit the fucking challenge and walk away?
I go through with it for money, man.
So you would have no problem swallowing donkey jizz for cash?
What's the top prize? 50 grand?
50 grand.
And thumbs up.
25 grand after taxes.
So we can slap.
There's tax on the show.
So you're saying if we had 25 grand right now, we'd put on the table, you would drink 25 ounces of donkey cum.
Yeah, 25 grand right now? Yeah.
Wow. It's like
25 grand cash money in front of my face. I would drink it.
I think tomorrow I'm going to take out a loan. I want to see that.
I hate to say that to you.
Now there's the guys, though.
What about you, Jason? Would you do the challenge, or would you just walk out?
I'd probably not want to do it. I probably, even if I attempted it, I'd probably throw up. And I'd go for piss instead of cum. You'd just because based on that first chick, how she downed it so
for
fast.
For 25 grand, so would you get on your knees and let me piss in your mouth to drink it?
No.
Why?
I don't know where you've been. You have AIDS.
Okay.
Oh, I know you have AIDS. So,
so we get a nice sterile virgin guy in here to piss in your mouth. For 25
a stranger?
Grand. Yeah.
But he just tell me he's sterile.
We got him tested and whatnot.
How much are these tests?
He comes here with a full medical
team to prove
it. I'm tested.
I can drive a car.
All right. Somebody that you trust to piss in your mouth
so
for 25 grand.
Just automatically out.
Yeah.
I would have him blindfolded and I'd turn around and shit in his mouth. That's why. He knows I did that.
Eat shit then have him.
Yeah, I'd use his mouth as a toilet.
The person I trust the most.
And then I would make him, I'd make him like a bidet and lick my asshole clean.
So you're saying you'd actually go through with it though?
Huh? I don't see myself doing it.
Wedge, what about you?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
He would do it like a champ.
How much more has to be?
How much more?
Yeah.
Is it a matter of price?
Is it a matter of price?
Oh, hell yeah.
25.
Everyone has a price, though.
Yeah, everyone has a price. Mm-hmm. It would be in the millions. Not even 10.
Money talks, 10 bitches.
Million or more.
When money's in your face, it talks.
I can do it for 9. Fuck it, I'll do it for 5.
Could you imagine? Hey, look at 20. Okay, right,
I got a 25 grand.
Oh. 25 grand cash money in your face. You can do. When you're done, you grab it, you leave. Don't have to stay here. You can move to fucking Mexico.
You gotta take taxes.
You just said 25 grand. I'm not talking about those cocksuckers. I'm talking about us.
A year's minimum wage salary. Full time minimum wage.
And you get that in 15 minutes or like what 30? So how long it takes you to drink that shit?
In your opinion, you have to actually move to another country after.
And you have a chance of
25 grand, you can live like a king in like Cambodia and shit.
Oh, but the thing is,
this state doesn't guarantee they're going to
win.
No,
you can
that.
Stay in the country. You can do what the fuck you want.
No,
the money.
No,
it's your money.
You're going to win the money. That's just state.
Those girls actually lost that game.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Did you have that? We had another fucking thing. No?
Okay, good.
No, but that's it. You're not getting
screw this fucking segment.
Say the next whatever fucking thing.
Well, there's actually
to do,
3 teams.
You get
so
mixed.
We're not talking about them anymore. When the situation come to them, we were talking about us and 25 grand.
That's why I'm
now you're just jumping. You got to get back into the subject saying we're talking about the show again.
No, my original subject is you were.
Yeah, but it's a real subject. What we switched into was you. Okay, if I had 25 grand right now, would you drink semen? This now? Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Wedge. How much would you pay for it?
Sorry.
Not how much on the show would you do it?
When I talked to Wedge, I was going back to my original question. As a contestant on the show, would you go through with it or would you just walk off?
On the show, you did walk off. You're like, there's no chances of you fucking even winning that.
But that was my first question.
Especially the obstacle courses crap they have all the time. All the gross shit, like being my head, sticking my head in a fucking scorpion cage or whatever. I don't give a shit. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But all the
Shit, you want something bad to happen so you can sue them.
Well, once they do physical stuff, Steve's like,
no,
I pass.
You do sign a waiver stating that if any injury happens, you cannot sue them.
Fuck. See, I could do almost everything probably in that show except eating challenges like this. Eating challenges or drinking nasty shit, I can't do.
Well, yeah.
I don't care if there's scorpions or
something.
I could be on heights.
I'll eat all that shit. I don't give a fuck.
So you'll take 25 grand.
What?
You wouldn't even shoot for a little more?
Guaranteed?
Yeah.
No.
What if it was human?
If it was human?
It was Steve's.
Fuck, no. I'd throw it back in his fucking face.
For 25 grand right in front of you?
Yeah.
You know how long it might take to fill a whole jar with a fucking cum?
I know.
He's been working on this for a whole month.
My dick would
He's
be
watching awful. Porn 24 hours straight.
Dick would be so fucking raw.
It's all layered with powder on the top. We had to actually throw some piss in it just to mix it back and so it stays fucking liquid.
I thought it stays good in the fridge.
Alright. We had to freeze it and microwave it.
That's called Doger.
Now you can freeze it.
Well, let's see what happens to these.
Yeah, well, hey, what if, how about those different options? What if you are able to freeze a cum and just rinse it out and just like chew it and swallow it. I think that'd be a lot easier to do than the actual
put
drink.
Put sticks
that come.
In it, so it's like lollipops.
hey,
shit. We'll make them big sticks.
Hey, I would think that'd be a lot easier to do than to actually drink it.
I'll put food color in it, so it's like red, white, blue.
Because you freeze it and it's just like an icy texture. You take a bite out of it and then you just it's it. But think about like cum just fucking like sticking to your throat and swallowing it down and this and that. Wouldn't you think it'd be easier just to like freeze it?
Can I coat
it
in Splenda?
Can I sweeten it?
Put it in one of those freezing trim machines to make a fucking slushy out of it.
Can I put it in my magic slushy maker? I just got it on the TV.
Make an icy out of it. Get that little fucking scoop straw. Get toward the end. Just scoop it
now
out.
You guys are just being ridiculous.
Yeah, we're getting really silly here.
Yeah.
So, 25 grand.
No.
Would you go lower?
Lower?
Of 20 besides
I'm
25
already,
grand
I'm already,
crash
I'm
in
I'm
your
already,
fucking
I'm
face.
Already set on 25 grand. You guys got it. Already
well,
got me on
50
there.
Grand is like I think it's what you win the whole game.
You can do stuff
after taxes. You're like 25 maybe.
But then between the twins, split that in half as well.
Oh, that sucks.
Jesus.
25 sounds fun though. We can imagine doing 25 grand.
I mean,
right
they've
now?
Done it for free in smaller increments for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like 25. 30 seconds, you drink cum, you got 25 grand. What would you do with it? You can just see stuff you can do with that 25 grand.
What, buy one car?
Why would you buy a car?
I pay my insurance for
you. You already have a car. Hey, that's a
that's
bill.
It. That's all it is. I know. I'm driving a cum-o-bill.
That's a bill that you don't have to pay for.
A car know. That cum bought.
Every time you get in that car, you just start shudders.
No, the taste comes back.
I shouldn't have bought a white car. I don't know why I do that. Or a yellow car. That was my mistake. Subconscious reminder of what I did.
You slide into that leather.
I'd buy Facebook stock.
Yeah, shit's going down.
I know, yeah, it's going down bad. Why'd they even go public?
Or we invest in MySpace.
That'll come back. Tom's still in there. I wonder what Tom's doing. Or that duck guy.
With the Google Plus.
Or that duck guy. You know what I'm talking about?
A duck guy? I never heard of a duck guy.
He's like one of the first ones to be on there, and he has like a picture of himself in front of his face.
Most pictures are in front of your face.
He has a picture. He has a picture of like a Polaroid of himself in front of a.
That guy. He had like sunglasses on.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's like super popular on MySpace. He's like one of the first people to do it. He has like 3 million friends. Like I don't know how he got so popular, but he got famous. MySpace and
just
he's like millions and millions of friends.
Tia Tequila or whatever her name
was. Yeah. But she got famous because she's
a slut.
Slut.
You see her fucking pregnant pictures?
She got pregnant?
Yeah. She's a surrogate mother for her brother.
I like pregnant.
They
injected brother cum?
Yes. Yes. She.
I think she boned her brother.
It was probably like.
Can't the kids come out all fucked up?
Is her brother gay?
No.
Okay, so I was like, maybe her boyfriend.
Can they come out all fucked up and shit, though?
No.
They just look like her.
No, I think what it was that...
that's how Asians look.
Her sister-in-law found out she was fertile or so.
What?
Or infertile.
Oh, okay.
And infertile, so as a Christmas present, she's like... I will carry your baby. Yeah, I will carry your baby as a surrogate.
Cheap ass.
There you go.
I bet you they actually had sex to do it, too.
You never know. I mean, Angelina made out with her brother, so why not Tila fucking hers?
I'd fuck Tila pregnant, though.
Have you seen it?
I'm looking for it right now.
Looks funky. Because she's still, like, really thin, except for the dead center of her stomach.
I don't know why.
Which is,
you
like,
can't lie.
Out as a fucking
little, like, when girls are skinny and they're pregnant,
yeah.
Pregnant chicks look good. I like
pregnant chicks. No, but at the same time, usually when a chick's pregnant, like, they start at the sides and start sloping out into the center. Not her. On the sides of her fucking bubble, she's still really thin. It's just like this.
Well, she's already thin, and regular people who get pregnant just let themselves go.
I don't know. It looks weird.
Yeah.
It does. It looks fucking weird.
She's still working out and doing yoga.
It looks like
I think
she has
fat people shouldn't get pregnant
in her stomach
because they just get more fat.
Steve, don't get pregnant.
Again. I don't plan on it.
I've
had my tubes tied. I'm done.
Steve added about 30 pounds in her pregnancy.
I did. It was horrible.
I should agree with that.
Did you find the pictures?
That's when they, that's when he started like, getting really big. Is there?
That's why we do show prep. If we don't just do random stuff where you just like, oh, and then he's all typing away.
Now we're juggling the bottle. What the fuck are we talking about anyway?
We were talking about this.
Oh
wait a minute, John.
We're talking about the jitterbug.
That was good because I actually thought I was hoping you'd.
Yeah, we didn't want you to shut the fuck up about that, Jason.
You don't care about the jitterbug anymore? The joke's been its course?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not 50
years old. It's lost all its goodwill.
I'm not as old as you fuck, so.
Oh, yeah, that was an 80s song, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what year do you think it was?
It's born in 89.
I thought it was like a remix of like a 50s song.
No, the jitterbug, came is like the 50s, jitterbug is a dance.
And then did it later on. The yeah, see? So I thought there was a song.
The jitterbug was a new kind of seizure.
And
then
the 80s did kind of a remix bring back shit.
Actually found. It was a new type of Parkinson's disease.
An aneurysm.
It was a new type of Parkinson's.
That's Michael J. Fox's music.
That's what he dances
to. When he does like special events, he just that's his song.
He just tries to hold his glass still.
I bet you get some good masturbation going on though with Parkinson.
It's horrible to kill yourself with a gun though.
Gun goes everywhere. Keep missing. Bring yourself to the knife fight. You're like,
you might win a knife fight.
I bring a shake, you know, just give it, hand it to him. He's like, all right, you hasn't been 10 minutes here. Right, here, give it back to me. Just drink it. I'm gonna hire him just to shake things for me. Here, can you get
here's
here?
A paint can.
Here.
I gotta paint my bathroom.
Can you hold this magic 8-ball for me? All
right,
oh,
thank
the
colors aren't right. Here, do it again.
Here, go magic 8-ball beer.
Here, this is
a practical joke. Just like here,
can you charge up this flashlight for me? All right, thanks a lot.
He is the worst waiter I've ever seen. I was at Planet Hollywood. He served me a drink. Oh my god, it blew red.
Oh man, I think I had a sip after he was done. Although I did have a friend that got plastic surgery from him. Came out terrific.
Too lazy to kill it.
Okay, I'm looking at this thing and it says that she's like people are saying she lied about being pregnant and that she's not really pregnant.
So that makes Steve a liar? So we don't like you. Yeah. We hate you now, Steve.
I think the picture
like
that you saw.
I looked up 3 or 4 weeks ago.
So
and that was
I think.
Was it one picture?
No, there's numerous.
Fuck, where the fuck?
I think Steve just wants attention.
I just went Google image search.
I did too. Would you type in Tila Tequila?
I first just typed in Tila Tequila.
It was a secret. It was a secret code you got off from MySpace.
Underneath, they had like all these other things, like nude, this and that. I saw pregnant. I was like, what? Clicked on it. And yeah,
that's what I really say about your Tila Tequila.
I saw there was numerous different fucking web sources for it, all saying the same thing. Numerous pictures.
What? I can't find any pictures.
What? You're fucking offended by that, or what?
Do you have your no? I don't know.
Now I'm hoping this is the picture you saw because it's going to make me laugh if you really thought that this was the real one.
This is a circle.
Okay, let's get ready to point and laugh at Steve. Ah, that's not Tila Tequila at all. Are you picking your nose in there?
Actually, no. But that one.
Don't lie. That is it.
Yeah, that looks believable. I buy that.
It's like someone photoshopped her tit onto her stomach.
That's the one that Steve looked at, I guarantee.
Actually, no, that one's a bit smaller, but yeah, that's even worse.
Seems legit.
I believe it. I think she's having an alien baby.
Well, there's ultrasounds. That's obviously that's her vagina.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come out in a top hat with a little cane and start dancing.
So I'd be like, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
and then when you look at it, it stops doing it.
And then you order some fries
she
afterwards.
She tries to be famous.
And then it's gonna go through a little magic door. It magically opens up.
She keeps constantly trying to exploit her fucking singing baby, but when you look at it, it stops doing it.
This chick is kind of ugly.
She has a rat face, I know.
Yeah. Still bang it though.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem with you guys these days. You
apparently,
guys look
her
at ex-girlfriend. You guys look at faces too much.
One of her ex-girlfriends committed suicide too.
Finally,
there. I don't see a face. I just see a hole.
Yeah, but this one.
I just see a container that I shoot my wad into.
Every time he's talking to a girl, he's looking at her face. There's like this gaping hole. Every time he talks, it has like this queef sound to it.
You got that reference?
Yeah, I got it. I'm the only one who gets that reference.
Oh yeah.
No, I got it.
What?
Oh, you heard it too, yeah.
Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, because still other people's material. Dick.
Yeah. God, be original.
Original?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were the one that said that.
What?
Never mind.
That's right.
It was an obesity thing. Mm-hmm.
It's an obesity thing.
Okay.
Tell us more of the problem of being obese.
Well, you got chins in front, chins in back.
How do you know
neck?
Everything about it? You used to be fat.
He's fucked plenty of them.
And that's all they do. They whine.
I'm just sex. Counting chins all day.
All they do is in bed just whining about how fat they are. It's like, that's when I gotta go. I can go to the bathroom and never come back.
Everyone's had their fatty in their days.
Starts climbing out the window.
Everyone's fucked the fridge, right?
Yep. Everyone's been drunk.
That's the understatement of the year.
Yeah, I know. Except those damn fucking infants.
The other night,
Steve's the vice drunk baby. It's funny.
The other night, Jason.
Steve's the vice versa. It's the one. Steve's the one that the girls talk about when they're drunk. When they fuck.
Oh, I fuck this fucking guy. The other night, he got there.
The other night, we're talking about Sarah Silverman.
What?
And you told me about that movie where she.
Man, you guys must have been bored.
Oh, the movie she's naked.
Yeah. Saw the images.
The rest of the scenes are not good.
No. Totally killed Sarah Silverman for me. And the fact that you said that, okay.
Yeah, like looking in the mirror doesn't kill anything for you.
Her body was like that. I have no envy for you.
Towards the end, yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Towards the end, yeah. And that turned me off for that thing. I told you. And plus the other scenes around it. Because it's, okay, we're talking about, what? I don't even remember the movie anymore.
I don't know either. I Googled it. I did the Google.
Type in Sarah Silverman naked.
I already did.
All right, go for it. Find the movie.
Google. Type in chicks with Parkinson's disease.
You're either going to find
this isn't it, but this it was just fun.
Damn it.
That was fun.
Yeah.
No, fuck.
Virus and shit. That was on it. Actually, I seen a little star next to it. I think it was on the bookmarks.
I believe I found it on Daily Motion. I think that's where I eventually found it.
Oh, that's where Jason. That's the website Jason goes to cry.
I did Google image search Sarah Silverman nude.
I found the video. That's why.
Oh, I saw. I just need the images. That's all. It was enough.
The video though. The videos.
I don't need to. The images were enough. It was.
So it's not nice.
It was either Daily Motion or Break had the actual video that wasn't like banned already.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's just a shower scene.
I liked Sarah Silverman. Thought she was, you know.
Now I fucking hate her.
Yeah,
fuck after that
seeing,
cunt.
Now after seeing that, it's like, no.
I'd still bang her.
No.
Michelle Williams as well, isn't it?
I'm not even looking at your monitor.
So. Oh.
I'm asking.
Maybe.
Steve has high standards, a man of his.
You do have really high standards. That's weird.
I know.
He would have a time of day with a woman like that, all right?
What I did regret about that video was that it didn't show her ass. I kind of want to see what the back looked like. Saggy. I kind of want to see what the back looked like.
I imagine it being a little saggy.
She looked bad for like 40.
Steve has a picture.
Is she 40? Fuck yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Damn. She started when she was 17, like in the fucking 80s. There it is.
She's the one on the right.
But the rest of the video is
I'd fuck her.
It's old ladies.
Sending a mass email about this.
You didn't have to come with me, you can.
That's a.
Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, that's from the title.
There's my
girl.
Asians, there you go.
All right, I'm trying to think. Okay, so what's wrong? Is it?
I'm not even disgusted by that.
Yeah. So wait, what's wrong with this?
What's wrong with her?
None of these are actually on the ones I saw.
Then you're about to fake again. Like
Steve's mad because she doesn't have a penis. She's very
mad. That's all you, Eric.
Why not? When in Rome.
After 10 years, who's going to take a really active interest in whether I shave?
I have not been disgusted yet.
I like James. Is it worth trading all?
See, none of this looks like. I'm wondering if what I saw was not actually from a film.
There's no random naked pictures of her.
Yeah.
Again, Google image it.
It's probably Photoshop.
It's more Photoshop stuff that Steve believes in. I think it was her pregnant.
Maybe. <they're laughs>
Look, no tan lines or nothing. That's what's wrong with it?
That's a good point.
You guys want to get out?
That's the best thing right there. See?
Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
And that too, right there.
That's nice butt, too.
Yeah, look at that nice fucking fat ass.
Nice wrinkly ass right there.
They're having a better time than they are.
She looks good. She looks
nice
good
pancake
there.
Butt.
It's not, she not
did, the image is.
She even has a nice
still,
pubes,
no,
too.
No, the still images did nothing for it. Because that was all you saw was quick there. Go to the actual images.
Why? I already seen the whole fucking package right now. But I do regret they don't show her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to see, like, you know, what the back end looks like. She has a big ass.
There wasn't enough ass in that scene for you?
When she was on Maxim, or either FHM or Maxim.
I don't even get what that scene was about either, though.
I don't know. They're talking about getting older.
Photoshop.
No. Photoshop. Okay. Right there.
There it is, right there.
This yeah, that's the one he's seen with her and her twin sisters.
The multiple ones?
Yeah,
it's multiplicity.
Like, it's her and the quintuplets, you know.
Or is this one right here?
No, it was the multiple.
Yeah, that one, which is getting rammed in the ass. That's the one.
That was pretty good.
That's what he's talking about.
That's a pretty good Photoshop.
They even got the one next to it where it's just her by herself.
I like her facial expression, though.
Not good. That does not look good.
What's wrong with it?
You know, that is kind of weird because, I think it's just the angle. It's, like, a weird angle right there. Because, that's not bad right there.
No, what up there? Some of the other stuff, okay, you see that. And that's, fully her front right there. And it's just not good.
What? What's not good about that?
She's a woman.
That's your problem?
That's Steve's problem. She's a woman.
I don't know. It's just...
It didn't stop me from wanting to bang her.
I know.
I don't know, after seeing the close-up
of
your
age, like fucking 40.
He's jealous of her tits.
And they're perkier than yours.
he's hating on Silverman.
Anti-Semite.
She's a fucking Jew, man.
Yeah, a Jew.
She's a funny Jew.
That means she's cheap.
That's kind of rare these days.
You read a
you don't
box
see those
out.
Around in comedy you sitcoms.
Take her off for
writers.
Some bread, and you're good to go.
You eat her box out, and it just tastes like fucking like what's that? What's that bread
Lutefisk?
Called?
The bread,
flatbread, or whatever they have.
Bread, pita bread.
No, like the
penis
Jewish,
bread?
Like non yeast bread.
Well,
holy bread.
Whatever.
I thought it was pita bread.
I thought it was called Jew bread.
Like non-bread
mazapan?
Or something like that?
Mazapan or something?
Well, the reason this bread's so special... The reason this bread's so special is because
bread.
It's non-oven baked.
With no preservative.
they don't bake the bread in oven. That's what makes it so special.
I don't shop at Whole Foods. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Or Steinmart.
Yeah, they don't bake their bread in the oven. It's kind of a touchy subject.
Jewmart.
That's why Jews don't eat pizza.
I don't go to Goldman Sachs, right?
They don't eat any oven make food.
No, you just go on Chinese food.
You know, it just dawned me.
That's why they protested Subway when it came to the toaster.
We should probably do this so we don't get in trouble.
We should get in trouble.
Yeah, now's about a good time that we go ahead and take a break.
Oh, yeah, that gets us out of trouble as a break.
Because all of our many sponsors are waiting to get in.
So
especially, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Jewmart.
Del Taco.
Jewmart.
Del Taco.
And Del Taco, yeah.
And CBS.
And that chink food.
A ching-a-chang.
Ching-chang panda.
This is brought to you by Slanted Express.
It get there. You eat it.
You eat now and leave.
Fortune cookie, you die.
What's that one guy's like? When they had that fat guy there, he's like, "You've been here 4 hours. Like, are you? Oh. Can eat Chinese buffet?" He's like, "You've been here 4 hours. Why are you here 4 hours?"
Oh my
you
god!
Got spare rib. You're so.
You ever watch that video where that little black kid's yelling at the lady in the?
Why are you black?
In the thing, he's like, he's like, "I want my motherfucking change back. I give you your change. I don't want the chinga chang this fucking meat." It's like a little 5-year-old boy, dude. Little 5-year-old black boy yelling at his Asian lady. I think they played at the beginning of a music video. A rapper, it's fucking hilarious. I wonder if you can actually look that up. It's a little black kid yelling at an Asian lady in the market. Or I want this little black kid wanting his change back. He actually leaves and he comes back.
Does he get his change? Because I'm really
no, he doesn't. But it's fucking hilarious because it's little black kid.
You know what? Yeah, fuck that punk kid.
He's about 8 years old.
Change back. Wait, because
that changes.
Did his dad give him that money? Or did I give him that money that went through the whole system and then eventually got changed?
Try it again.
Technically, dad.
Anyways, we'll be right back with Ripped in Half.
No, you try it, Jason.
Radio Network.
On the Wedge Radio Network. Fuck
yes.
Alright.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not.
If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste.
It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside. To help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
That kid's really quick with the fucking comeback, so. But I would punch that kid.
You
I would
to
punch a child. Yeah, like, fucking 5 seconds of what he said, you want to punch that child.
Chama la my ass. All
right, welcome back to Ripped in Half of the Wedge Radio Network.
That was our docu comedy hour.
Yeah, as promised, before the break, that was Eric's 5-year-old arguing with a Japanese chick about his motherfucking change.
I know. I think your kid would know the difference between Japanese and Chinese.
my kid would understand that bitch.
He'd beat that kid like, you better know. That joke is still funny. I don't know why. It's so retarded, but it's still funny. It makes me laugh. Can you read it now, sir?
I cannot.
You know how to read. You know, yeah. I don't ask you to do stuff like that.
I'll read it.
Dude, you...
Once upon a time.
Hey, okay, let me... Oh.
Wait, whoa, we got porn on there now?
Read the bottom line,
hey,
please,
do me a
sir.
Favor. Re-highlight that. That helps. Turn the monitor towards me.
Oh, all this direction.
Needy little bitch, isn't he?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio.
That was awesome. Stitcher That's what we do all the time. We jitterbug when he fucking talks. We need to get an app that just jitterbugs every time he fucking says something. Every time he says
it recognizes his voice.
Every time he says it starts a story, just jitterbug him.
You have an annoying friend who tells boring stories.
Just jitterbug him. It's like the Dave Chappelle.
The wrap up music.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
All right, go, Steven.
All right, Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite.
You asked for it.
You asked for it.
Fuck y'all, because it allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly on your phone. You know that, motherfucker?
It's their ad. You actually kind of do.
You can't hear our show on
not just any phone.
Smart
your Android
radio.
Phone. Your Kindle. And beyond.
What's beyond?
I don't know,
that thing that Leela had on Futurama.
That's where you get the coffee cups.
I got my Stitcher coffee cup.
Chilling out by the pool.
Oh, damn.
The Beyond part.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have
Stitcher. I can listen to a Bed Bath Beyond?
You can.
But what if we don't have Stitcher, Steve?
Well, then, don't worry, because there's more. If you don't have Stitcher, download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store.
I don't have money for free.
You don't have money for free.
What if
why do you want a phone?
What if I don't have the intranet?
Then you're kind of screwed.
You gotta stop fucking spending your money on a fucking jitterbug.
It costs me a dollar every time I do it.
Actually, I really love Stitcher because like I've already maxed out my phone full of other podcasts besides ours.
I'm not really into sewing.
Well, like, it's cool because you don't have to download it. Like, it just
I just stream it. I'll just eat up on my dadder for the month.
Yeah, your dadder.
His dadder.
My daddy for the month.
Well, once you get a plan, it doesn't eat up data.
It up his dadder.
We're not rich like you or have some bogus fucking bullshit service.
Why? AT&T's more expensive than Sprint.
Is it?
Yeah.
I should switch now.
How much do you pay a month?
It's not a Sprint commercial, sir.
You know, you can get unlimited for $79.99.
Whoa, I don't pay that.
So if you actually use up all the data on your phone, you still use the Stitcher to stream our show live?
What do you pay?
Well, eventually, I know. Well, you get a. It's well. That's, we're talking about AT&T system. We're not doing that right now.
No, I'm just asking.
Jason has paid for
sex. Can you sit here to actually just stream it without downloading? It doesn't eat up your data.
No, it does download it, but it reformats your whole file.
Okay.
So instead of like our shit probably comes out like at what like 40 megabytes maybe. Okay. Well, it gets it, reformats it, makes a lower data, and then replays it. So
even better.
So it's either, so it doesn't eat up so much data when they stream it.
I thought you just went into your cache.
It's a fancy way to say cache. Yes.
Cache.
I'm going to go to Tarjay later. Fuck that shit.
Eat some tartar.
I'm going to go to the Frog.
The Frog? This place.
No, but I like it because I've already used up most of my data, so I have to really be conscious of what I fucking interchange podcasts I actually download and ones I stream. And I actually like using it, dude.
You know Sprint doesn't limit the iPhone?
We're on a Stitcher commercial, sir. Not a Sprint commercial. Once they sponsor us and give us money, then yes, we'll talk about your shitty fucking phone service. No, but you know what I wondered was
Verizon.
When I downloaded mine, they asked for like, how'd you hear about it?
Well, you know the funny thing is?
And I was wondering, like, if you try it here, like, why don't you try it when it asks you? Because when I did, it did ask me, how'd you find about fucking Stitcher?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, then try putting in Wedge or try putting in Ripped in Half.
I was gone last week, so I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
And so maybe we'll get something for it. Then they'll know that we're actually doing something for them.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're just getting new downloads. We need some kind of representative that they know they get the downloads from us.
Yeah.
I was gone last week, so I really don't know what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I was miles away for a few seconds.
Yeah. I zone out once in a while.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Sprint, right?
About what?
Sprint.
What are you talking about Verizon?
That's the difference. It's a cell phone. Fuck it.
They only give us TV, right? That's what we do. Sprint on demand.
I use Time Warner on demand, really.
My Vios.
Yeah.
My Vios.
The Hopper.
The Hopper?
I got bunny ears. It's
owned by Dennis Hopper.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I thought we were talking about Stitcher.
Well, yes. That's what we were talking about. We're talking about Stitcher.
What's a Stitcher?
Was our sponsor.
But I thought it was free. Why are they sponsor?
Because they have advertisements too.
So what
which we probably accidentally
for?
Made fun of.
Because it's probably Sprint.
I'm going to go look through my Stitcher and see if there's actually a Sprint ad on there.
Yeah, watch.
We're fucked.
Watch.
Well, just to make sure we cover
you know
our
what? Fuck those assholes. Eric supports us. Nothing to say.
Just to make sure we cover all our bases, then something T-Mobile.
Hot girl.
Anything bad I said
Helmet
about Sprint
why?
Or T-Mobile or AT&T? Eric meant to say this thing.
Yeah, was AT&T? Was AT&T? Yeah, T-Mobile was a hot girl.
Fuck yeah.
Huh? Verizon has lots of
the
flashy
T-Mobile
stuff.
Girl? Yeah, the T-Mobile girl's so hot.
Yeah, every time you see AT&T commercial,
the white background chick.
Yeah,
they ripped off the Apple ad.
What's funny? Every time you see Anne Hathaway clone. Every time you see
it isn't Anne. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yes. That's what you need to tell me. That Anne Hathaway clone.
Every time you see AT&T commercial, it's like the most boring commercial ever. Yeah. And it just fucking goes this little symbol where it goes around and it's boom, AT&T.
And that's how you base the service off of the Bourne commercial?
Yes. Obviously, they can't afford a good commercial, so why the hell do I want to go to them?
They can afford a great commercial. They don't have to afford a good commercial. If they're going to buy the iPhone.
Who's going to buy them out?
They were supposed to buy T-Mobile. They didn't let them anymore.
Yeah, because they couldn't afford a good commercial.
No, the fuck.
That's why this is our presentation.
Disappointment.
It was denied by the FCC because they're stupid commercials.
Well, wait, we got the iPhone. Oh, wait, so does everyone else.
No, I know, yeah.
Well, now.
Even T-Mobile can have an iPhone. He's got to hack it.
Actually, my buddy.
No, can do it. No?
My buddy
can
do that.
You can do it, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend in college.
My friend has T-Mobile phones. I had an iPhone a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, AT&T allows you to go to the AT&T store and just unlock it.
What? Well, it's not illegal. Yeah, it's not illegal anymore.
That's why.
Well, they just say, like, if you want to give that phone to someone else now, just go to the store. Or you can download the app, but you can go to the store and they'll unlock it for you. Yes. You can do whatever you want with that phone.
Yeah.
It's universal.
Because jailbreaking them are no longer illegal.
Yeah. Actually,
that's why most Samsung phones now have all the code inside them.
You know, well, a lot of Androids, too. When you get an Android phone, you can root it and make it. Well, it's pretty much the same thing as unlocking.
You know what's funny is I went on a... Because the Galaxy went on sale and in the UK. And Samsung Galaxy went on sale in the UK last month. And I looked online just to see it because it's a universal version.
Yeah. The UK uses
it. I say international version. Yeah. And I looked on how much it was. It was like $800.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, with the contract, contract's
going to cut down, but yeah.
That's why it was cutting down.
I've been trying to figure
out. Like, an iPhone costs like maybe $500 or $600.
Yeah, I've been trying to wait and see how much it's going to cost contract.
I don't get why it costs so much, so.
It's hardware.
Yeah.
But my tablet was like $500.
It's certainly not labor.
No, honestly, it does seem to me a bit overpriced.
Well, yeah, but they got you for a couple years. I mean, you're overspending for the service that you're getting, so they're making all that money back anyways.
Yeah, and plus you're going to ditch it, pay the fee, get the new phone when you want it. Some people do that. They get a phone every year.
I know, and I think that's retarded.
I think it's cool.
Why?
Money.
Internet money.
Internet money.
Stitcher money.
Why is it retarded, Steve?
How can you even report that? You have a shitty old phone too. What do you use when you fucking need to look something up? My phone.
You talk shit on my phone. I can use my phone. I just don't want to.
Your phone can't do shit. I send you videos or pictures I can't do to my phone. I can't see it on my
TV. Oh, I can. I just don't take the time to click on it.
Oh, is that why?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shitty
phone. No, it gets YouTube.
Does it get YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised it gets YouTube.
Yeah.
I hesitate sending you videos because how shitty I think your phone is.
I can look on YouTube on it.
Yeah, but it's a tiny screen. And what you also complain about on my screen, which is way bigger than yours, but another phone that you do not own, you say it's better than my phone.
It is.
I like how
you guys are like kind of having this argument of like comparing cock sizes. My phone's bigger than your phone.
He doesn't even own the phone. I could look at pictures.
It's not
a pissing contest.
He doesn't even own the cock he's talking about, though. In this situation,
he's talking about his neighbor's cock.
He's talking about a black cock.
A guy he knows his cock compared to my cock. That's pretty much in this situation what he does. We all can't be Mandingo or whatever. Another porn star. Yeah. Big cock bigger than mine. He looks like that guy. The black guy. Obviously.
Oh. Like everyone looks.
Well, I know.
It's like it's references. That's what I liked about that joke. Everyone's going to turn around.
You have to watch the
video. This diverted with me.
Well, I'm looking at him like.
You have to be live for that joke.
You can't be talking about Tommy Lee Jones.
What? Biggest cock in Hollywood. Hands down.
I thought he was talking about Conker.
That's why his face is all over.
I thought that was Liam Neeson.
I thought he was talking about Conker.
He's the biggest ham in Hollywood.
That Conker was
No, there's a site called NeesonCock.com that's only jokes about his dick.
Yeah.
Why?
Because apparently some... Remember that one chick was on Surreal Life?
Oh, someone said that he had a big dick.
He had a big dick. So now, like... I don't want to bring it up, really, because it's off another podcast. And it's that's their gag.
Is it?
Yeah, at the end of every show, they wrap it up saying, like...
No pun intended?
Liam Neeson's cock. And it's just all full of funny jokes of his fucking cock.
No, but, okay.
So don't bother looking at it.
Liam Neeson's cock is more or less the same thing on the internet as the Chuck Norris thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. It's
or
like
your
that.
Mom jokes.
Yeah, exactly. So it's pretty much like, Liam Neeson's cock is so big, and like, how big is it? And then we just have some kind of fucking joke.
It's so big that he's been to the hospital a few times because of places he put it. I don't know. Come up with really bad jokes. I've been doing that lately. I've been coming up with really, really, really bad jokes.
Welcome to Jason's world.
If you get 10 minutes of it, you have a whole stand-up routine.
I know. It's been making me laugh. Me and his buddy were doing.
No, there are comedians who only do bad jokes because of that reason.
Me and a buddy were doing just bad your mama jokes. And I said, "Your mom is so fat," and he's like, "How fat is she? Your mom is so fat that it's become a concern for you and your family." And I just think it's really funny. I don't know.
It's only recently
we had an intervention. Yeah,
this was today.
Your sister wrote a letter.
Your mom is so fat.
How fat is she?
She's gonna die of diabetes.
Aww. Like we all jump on the exact same thing.
Jitterbug that shit.
That's such a great drop.
That's become the new ripped in half standard.
Fuck, I was gonna steal it. Damn it.
I'm gonna fist throw to that.
You can't steal it. We debuted it on our show.
Oh, it fucking hurt my mom's feelings. Aww. Ruined my day. Any more zingers?
I really didn't mean to offend all of you with diabetes.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, diabetes offends me. More than racism.
Oh, I can't make my own insulin.
Blood sugar's low. I need a cookie.
That's what I do. I see bunch
That's
going
to be me. Like,
I see a bunch of sweets and shit in front of people with diabetes.
It's hereditary, right?
Diabetes, yes, it is. Yeah. My dad has diabetes. My grandpa had diabetes, so.
You're going to have diabetes. Yeah.
Diabetes.
But I don't
Will for Brimley.
I try to stay away from like sugars and stuff like that though.
Drinking. You know what's weird? My dad had diabetes. Whole fucking house is full of fucking sodas and cupcakes and shit like that. And the reason it's there is when his blood sugar when he takes he
He's
takes
a
pills.
Hypocrite.
He takes pills though, but it drops it so low he has to have that to counteract it, just balance everything.
No,
out.
That's true.
Huh. Because he doesn't do shots yet. And I say yet.
Yet?
Still working
You're
on
talking
it.
About alcohol?
He's planning on it?
He still drinks beer.
Or shots of whipped
Not like
cream.
Every day, but like he'll have a beer once in a while.
Pussy.
But like, he used to drink a lot. Just well, like that.
You know what? Cheers to the quitter.
No, he hasn't stopped. He's still drinking. Even my grandpa fucking had diabetes. He fucking still drinks.
Like a little...
He actually did stop. He turned 80.
Man, my grandpa's dying right now. He's still drinking.
Really?
He'll die if he doesn't drink.
You think if you die, when
well,
you get old...
To that point, you know, he's going to die.
Oh, he's been drinking.
What the fuck?
He's been drinking since he was 12 years old, so...
Okay, Steve.
Yeah.
With little known fact about Steve, so
I think
far,
I'd rather die than not
barely
drink.
People start listening to us. Real people start listening to us. You used to have a drug problem.
Yeah, well...
Was it a problem?
No.
We had a what problem?
You went to jail.
No, hey. When you do drugs, it's not a problem because you know what you're doing.
What?
Oh, you gave me a weird look like... Why'd you say
no,
that?
No, I'm wondering where you're going.
No, okay.
That works.
When you turn old, would you do drugs again?
How old?
How old is your grandpa?
87 years old.
87 years
no,
old.
No, okay, correction. I didn't go to jail for the drugs.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you couldn't even find a vein. When the
I thought you were in jail.
My dad went to prison.
I thought you went to jail.
No.
He was just
He
raped.
Visited.
Yeah, conjugal visits.
I thought you told me you went to jail. For a while. Not for the drug, but you were in jail. I assumed it was drugs.
I never went to jail.
Oh, really?
I've had my run-in with the law.
You become less interesting yeah. to me right now.
Me too.
Sorry.
What was your alias, Steve?
I got out of a lot of stuff. I'm sorry.
Pirate poker pants.
Pirate poker pants.
Black mom.
No, I've done a lot of drugs, though. Yes, I've done a lot of drugs.
And sometimes, you know, as a drug.
Apparently
right?
not enough.
You think about drugs.
I know.
Oh, I constantly think about drugs.
Now, me when too. You hit, like, the 80s, not the year, oh. not 2080, because I doubt you'll live that long. I doubt you'll live that long.
Depends on if they find new drugs.
Yeah. You're mostly robot and you're dead inside by then.
An artificial disc, a little artificial.
It's just a brain attached to a automaton.
Fuck, you're like a Ninja Turtle villain.
We'll call him Bosco.
You're like brain.
I'm calling Bosco.
Just call me Krang.
He has a nice stomach and a little brain.
Welcome to the Technodrome.
Can you imagine putting Steve's stomach in a thing? It's probably like...
Well, it's only a brain in the fucking stomach.
Yeah. You gotta find a vessel to fit that, though.
Well, when you get old, Would you do drugs?
Vessel to find my brain?
Yeah, especially if you're you gotta find a body that'll fit four stomachs.
If you're down and out, would you go do drugs again? Fuck it, I'm old.
I'm gonna die anyways. Why not go out with the bang?
Hold on, I'm curious. Now, if I'm old, why do I have to be down and out to do drugs?
Well, you're suffering from some disease, a debilitating disease.
Debilitating?
I was debilitating.
No, debilitating.
You're dying of AIDS.
If I had a debilitating issue.
You're dying of AIDS issue. For sharing
you're
a needle.
You're going to sugarcoat that with issue.
Like what? What, if I had Parkinson's or what?
You know, parallel Parkinson's.
You're terminally ill with Parkinson's disease.
Parky poser props.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably not there, but if I had the Parker posy pox, maybe
parallel Parkinson's disease.
No, not for that one.
Pikachu paralysis.
You just fucked Pamela Anderson.
Hi,
oh.
Fryer.
Oh, if I just fucked her, yeah, I'd have to do something.
Hepatitis. Yeah, that's a killer.
Yeah.
You
can never work in a restaurant again.
Here's a scenario: you just fucked Pamela Anderson. It's been a month. You're turning a little yellow. You're wondering what's going on.
I'm guaranteed dead.
You're going to the doctor. He said your liver's going away.
Give me that cocaine.
He's like, you got a little time to live.
So you want more?
What are you going to do with your life?
If I'm going to die anyways.
His bucket list is just full of drugs that he just wants to get in his system before he gets going.
You know what? Okay,
no, it's like heroin before 10 a.m.
No, fuck it. I'll tell you now, because I know.
I have to come from work and a little glass of fucking weed. Here,
so. No, I already know what I would do. Maybe to still going to work. My life.
Every day I wake up with a shot of methadone.
No, if I'm guaranteed to die, I already know what I'm going to do because it will sustain my life. Fuck it. I'm going to do a shitload of PCP every goddamn day.
Because he can fly with PCP.
He can walk
it's
again
not that
suddenly.
I can, it's not that I can fly with it. It's just
he can pick up cars.
Doesn't matter what happens to my body. So long as I'm on that shit, I don't feel it. And therefore, my body has no clue that I am actually dead. So I can keep going.
Okay.
Was it
okay.
Live forever
here's the thing.
On PCP?
Here's the thing.
Is that how Jesus did it?
Here's the thing.
No, that's just how he ascended.
Okay.
You're insane and you're numb.
Here's the thing. You're about
to
die.
You're still going.
You're about to die. You know you're about to die.
Yeah.
What's you always want to do one crazy fucking thing before you die. What would you guys attempt to do?
What are the last three things?
No, I'm not talking about things that you want to do. I'm talking about some fucking crazy fucked up shit that you always wanted to do, but you're always afraid that it's going to fuck up your life.
And I didn't do it until I was 80?
Yeah, you didn't do it until you're 80 because you know you're dying. And the thing that you want to do is going to fuck up your life. What would the thing that you do?
They already made a movie heroin. About that, actually.
It'd be heroin.
No, okay.
No, they made a movie
because I'm 80 and like if I did it when
I'm not talking
now,
about doing drugs.
It would fuck up my life.
I'm not talking about doing drugs and shit. I'm talking about like, you know, what would happen if I drank that fucking bottle of bleach?
Oh, I think I would just get coked out.
You know those weird things in your head.
I don't want to get coked out because I probably after the first couple lines I just have a heart attack and die and that'd be not even worth
like,
it.
Like you're about to die.
Well, that's
like,
how I want
to
die.
Okay, like you're
OD.
About to die and like you know do something crazy. Like you know I always wanted to kill somebody. I'm
we
gonna die
knew.
Anyways.
We always knew it was gonna happen.
That guy's that's a homeless man. No one cares about him.
No, you find out you Dexter people.
That'd be
maybe. No, Dexter I wouldn't Dexter. I might hunt him.
I figure that if people who want to kill themselves.
I'm
so you go surviving the game style.
Yes, I find a group of people that want to kill themselves, and I encourage them.
No, I think if you want to kill yourself.
What was that movie, God Bless America?
I want to see that.
Yes.
You can watch it. It's fucking on demand. Well, you have to pay $10.
Exactly.
That's the horrible thing.
I'll just torrent it.
That's mean. It's a low-budget movie.
Wow, you're stealing.
That's something you should
America.
Pay for, actually. It's something you should pay
assholes
for.
Assholes like you, why
I'll
the economy's
it.
Going down.
No, it's really. It's like.
I'll torrent it.
Just pay for
really,
it.
Just pay for it, man. That's it's a low budget movie.
What did
dick,
they
Steve.
Do to you?
It only came out like 100 theaters.
Hey, Steve.
$10 to watch it on demand.
Steve, would you steal a car?
I've done that, so that's kind of a moot
Would you
point.
Kick a baby?
Done that, so it's kind of a moot
Would
point.
You steal a candy from a baby?
Done that, kind of a moot point.
I haven't kicked a baby. I've been in a stolen car, and I've taken candy from a baby.
Would you steal movies?
I've stolen movies.
Also a moot point.
I've been inside a Blockbuster and just watched the whole movie.
Well, this shows a lot about you guys.
There you go.
Well, that's always fun, but
see,
it's like
I never
old
stole.
Movie.
I never stole a Blockbuster. What I did was I might have swapped out a game that was scratched, but they still got
done
their
that
game
too.
Back.
Done that too.
Uh-huh.
I did that from another rental store.
Until they started putting the little fucking tags on them.
No, what I would do is I would go, I bought, like, Arkham Asylum at, like, GameStop. And I beat it before the 30 days were up, and then I just returned it. Like, my friend, he already had it.
See, my friend did that, They reduced that to 7 days, where like you have to and within 7 days you can return it for the exact same value. So he was a tweaker. So all he would do was fucking just play the game overnight and just fucking take it back over and over
GameStop?
Again.
GameStop? No, hold
yes, they
you
did.
Can, you can only do that. You can only do that. No, you can only do that four times.
He did that four times. He did the
yeah, and then they say, and then when you buy, when you get the last game, like you have to, this is the last time we won't exchange it.
Then
you
exchange it for money. And he would do that over again.
Change for he could only get 50 cents. That would fucking
it didn't matter to him. But he played the game out of the shit, and he did it over and over again.
He sounds like an asshole.
Now, one thing I do would like to point out, though.
I hate people like that.
Eric wants to give everybody shit for it. Gives me shit for pirating movies and all this shit, whatnot. This motherfucker stole an Xbox from Walmart.
Microsoft shouldn't have fucked me over.
You can find Eric in.
You guys want to hear the story?
What's the statute of limitations?
Let's hear the story.
Tell
okay.
The story. What's the statute of limitations
so
on this?
So, this is about. Well, this
I
is,
don't care.
This was about.
Find us.
This is about 4 years ago. Modding Xboxes had just gotten pretty big. So, my friend convinced me. He found this guy. He found this guy on Craigslist. Mod Xbox for $30. He'll get the games for like $5 each. So I went modded my Xbox. I bought like six games off of him. Games that just came out. You know, want to save some money. So I'm on Xbox Live playing my games. Well, 3 weeks later they start a mass band of people. So Xbox found me. They caught me. And they banned my Xbox. They didn't ban my gamertag. They banned my Xbox, so I can get online at all.
This is back when they actually like turned your shit on.
Yeah, this is mod Xbox. So what I did was like I said, fuck Microsoft. I went to Walmart. Bought an Xbox.
Bought an Xbox.
It came. I came home. No, I opened up my Xbox, swapped out the internals, sealed up that little piece of fucking.
Sipped up that little.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about on the actual outside box.
Yeah, that little fucking like hologram sticker than the end.
The one where you have to on the box.
Yeah,
you take it off. Yeah,
get a hair dryer.
It doesn't matter. I just fucking glued it back on. What the fuck? It's still good.
You glued it.
And then so I took it back. I exchanged the internals. You have to do that. The only reason you do that is because on the outside of the box, they have a hole where there's a barcode right there, and they actually scan it.
Yeah. I got that.
So I'd written that, returned it. I was like, hey, I bought this for my nephew. His mom already fucking bought one. They don't want it. So I'm returning it. All right. They scanned it. All right. It's good. Came back home, got myself a new fucking Xbox. Because I was banned.
Screw you, Waltons.
You thought you were smart? No, you're not smart.
That seems like a whole lot of shit to do that.
It's actually probably like
for a brand new Xbox.
Thing.
Not
it's
really.
It's a 15-minute thing, especially.
Actually,
it was like probably Xbox.
I was gonna
like
make a business out of it.
What?
But yeah, so someone got Red Ring. I'm like, all right, give me 300. Give me $150. I'll get you a new Xbox. You know, go to a different store, buy an Xbox, return it, this and that.
Yeah, but
are
now
you paying
it's
for
free.
The information or are you paying to do it?
Huh?
Are they
paying to do it?
Okay, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but you got to remember.
I don't think $150.
You just got to make sure you do it cash. So.
$50.
Just get some fake IDs and shit.
$150. The Xbox, a new Xbox would be about $300. I'm paying $150 for you to get a new one, half price.
I think a $75 exchange. Give me your old shit. I'll give you this new one.
Bullshit. Then I'll give me your fucking controllers and games, and then $100,
no,
and I'll do it.
Keep swapping everything out. So $50 or $75
every now?
Exchange.
How about he give me $150 up front? I just take the Xbox and they'll give him shit.
But you have to give him the old one. They have to get the old one off you. I mean, they'd have to give you the old one.
Yeah, they have to give me their old one.
$50.
$50.
$13.99.
And getting caught fucking scamming somebody.
Well, they have to give him the old one. That way he can take the fucking shell.
Or how about I say fuck them and they pay $200 for a new Xbox?
Well, you should have started fucking outside of this area and then start working your way inward. And then you can sell the business. But eventually you're going to find that you're the same person. Right,
this was in San Diego. You know how many fucking stores there is to fucking work with in there?
13 to 14.
Eight?
More than that.
Oh,
remember, they got fries and
perhaps
all that shit down there.
Okay. three.
The fuck's a fry?
Oh, fries is
what a fries is?
No. I love fries.
It's more
fries
of a,
is awesome.
It's not around here.
It's, it's like
the closest one is like
Anaheim.
La Puente.
I like McDonald's.
It's Anaheim,
it's
isn't
far.
It?
It's like once you hit Anaheim, you can have one. I think.
The fuck's a fries?
You can have one.
Fries,
not to have one
fries electronics. It's like a Costco for electronics.
Yeah. I've heard of Fries Restaurant. I've never heard of electronics.
It's nerd. It's a nerd paradise.
You never heard of Fries Restaurant?
What?
I never.
No, there's
Fries.
I have.
No, I know Fry's Grocery Store.
Maybe that's what it is. Something with
in Arizona fries. Is in Arizona. Fry's is actually a marketplace.
Yeah, but Fry's is it's a good electronics store. But
it is.
Mostly you go. You have to
so
go.
A circus
it's
mostly,
go,
it's mostly people who know computer.
You have to go
shit,
west,
so
my friend.
It, yeah,
it's like the Newegg store.
I love Newegg.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Newegg is
New
good.
Egg.
Newegg has good deals on the hard drives and
this
stuff.
Is really
Tiger
good.
Direct.
Tiger Direct too. Yes.
That's the like,
the only the Tiger I know is a handheld electronic.
Wow, free, I'm talking to a
Tiger,
dinosaur.
Tiger Direct has free shipping, right?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Newegg is an electronic store. You can buy computer components, raw. It's almost like back. Okay, let's break it down. Radio Shack back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Newegg, Tiger Direct.
Like a Walmart.
Newegg, Tiger Direct, you get a good deal on some power supplies, some hard drives, some RAM.
Like
you
how
know.
Nerd, like, this got all nerdy.
You know,
right
you, can get a you can get a CPU, you can get some you
at,
know, 8mm fans.
At rock bottom discount prices.
Rock bottom discount prices. You hear that?
Fresh you want to boost up.
Go there. Tell them we sent you, and nothing's gonna happen.
And tell them ripping.
Oh yeah. Tell them
the code.
Yeah.
Tell
jump
them
jump into the internet and go to fucking Newegg, and then tell them we sent you.
And then
you.
Put in the code RIH wedge, and you'll get a fucking 10% discount. Some of this is made up.
I don't get the RIH part.
Not applicable in the United States.
I know.
Not applicable in this world. There you go.
Not despicable.
Real insane hamsters?
Mm. Real insane hamsters.
Do you want to see a piracy warning?
Wouldn't steal a handbag.
Yeah, there you go.
You wouldn't
you
steal
fucking take this in, Steve.
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't steal a baby.
Done that.
What?
You wouldn't shoot a policeman.
Done that.
And then steal his helmet.
Fuck yeah.
For the helmet.
Go to the toilet in his helmet.
Been there.
And then send it to the policeman's grieving widow.
Done that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Downloading films is stealing.
Hold on.
Oh, it is.
Not to interrupt, but I love the IT crowd.
Oh, I love this show.
I've watched all four seasons.
Me
and
too.
It's the greatest fucking show ever.
The last season was kind of a piece of shit, but the second one was so fucking like strong.
One of my favorite episodes is when they go to the fucking go to the play and the gay play.
Yeah. That's a really strong episode. Like they go to this. There's this guy that they're saying that he asks Jen if she wants to go out or whatever, and he takes and they're saying that he's gay, and then he takes her to Gay the Musical. and it's fucking it's
like
really
they're talking
funny
about
that,
and he's in the fucking he's in the seat just fucking dancing and shit. He's the only one dancing like that. But no, you can only appreciate this show if you're a nerd. But the characters on there are fucking genius.
Yeah,
I mean every character is good.
Season 3 was all right. Season 4 kind of sucked.
Yeah, the first two you can't be the first.
First two are the greatest.
You got to play the intro. The intro is the best fucking part. The best intro ever.
I skipped
ever.
It right now, but.
Oh, the intro is the best intro in any fucking show ever.
This actual video right
I
now.
I just have
is
to
for
say
you.
This, though. Downloading movies is not stealing.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
Will face the
okay,
consequences.
What?
It's not stealing.
How do you justify that in your brain?
I'm not the one who in the theater and did it. I'm not the one who fucking ripped the DVD and put it online for everybody else to take.
But you're buying therefore, it from a thief.
I'm not buying it either.
Look, hey,
if you didn't find it online, would you have paid for it?
No.
Maybe.
You gotta find
that's a no. That maybe means no.
No, maybe. But
no,
like,
I've had to get ice cream with family. Maybe it means no.
Depends on how long
are we
I have
going to
the
store.
To lower the cost.
Okay, how about
can we
this?
Stay a little longer?
Hey, how about this?
Maybe.
How about this? I stole a fucking DVD player from you, and I want to sell it back to you.
Then you've actually stolen the. You
it doesn't matter.
Stole,
okay, no, I stole it. I sell it to Jason. Will you buy it, Jason?
You doubly stole
you physically stole
well,
it. From
to me, it seems more legitimate.
So what's the difference between physicality?
Look at
the
intro. It's an 8-bit intro.
I didn't go into the theater and record the thing. I didn't take the DVD.
Yeah, but you're partaking in what they're giving away.
You know what? It's online. All these other people.
You gotta watch it. It's on Netflix.
They are providing the item.
It's funny as fuck.
They're the ones providing the item. So okay, whatever.
Yeah, but if they're providing the item. They're providing the item, and it's still like you're taking the experience away.
Do you get back to anything?
Because the movie is the experience. It's a fucking experience.
It's like buying. And what am it's I like buying away? From I'm the black market.
No, you're taking that away, and that's taking away money that goes for the movie.
The movie's already paid for.
By who?
The movie's paid for through the fucking box office.
Pay for that beer.
Anything
else? Don't drink it anymore.
After fucking DVD sales is just residuals, either going towards the actor who's already made his millions from the film, or to the fucking producers. The film's already been paid for.
You think
for.
You're righteous for stealing movies?
I'm not the one stealing it.
No, he has that feeling, though, huh?
I'm not stealing it.
It's like you think you're righteous for, like, I'm doing a deed to society.
I'm not the one who's stealing it.
No, you are. You are the person stealing the movie.
I'm not. I am
partaking. If I steal
Steve's no more alcohol. Steve has to purchase that legally.
If I go out and I steal like, some Skittles and I give you some, I'm like, hey, look, I stole these.
I thought you wanted more.
Are you somehow participating in the in what's going on?
No, don't offer him a drink if you take it.
No, but the idea that like you know it's stolen, like you don't have scruples.
I didn't steal them. I'm just partaking.
But you don't have scruples.
You had it downloaded. You did steal it.
I did not steal it.
You downloaded it. You chose to download it.
It was online.
If it was already there, you could ignore it.
If it's on the internet, how did I steal it?
If that download button was
there, it's like the Skittles were sitting there on the back. You just took them. You didn't pay for them.
That makes no sense.
You went there looking for that to watch it.
It is there for anybody to take. How is it stealing? It
is no, because
it doesn't say free.
It says download. Anybody can download it.
And some people who are actually
special
say, please download
it. You took it without paying for it, and you know it's a product that's meant to be paid for.
Doesn't matter. It's still there for free.
No, you know it's a product that's there.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, so let me ask you
that's
this.
That's like finding a couch on the side of the freeway.
No, it's not.
They say free on the side. Right.
Hey, let me tell you this.
It's like finding a couch in someone's living room.
No, it is not.
Let me tell you this. Okay, I'll have a police officer come in while you download that movie. Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
You can do it. You're going to say, I'm just downloading this.
Actually, because there's nothing the police officer can do without first finding
a I'm going to get the FBI in here.
He's also a sex offender.
The police officer? Then I really don't
then
have
you
to
have,
worry.
Then he has some good leverage right there. Don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I get an FBI agent here. Would
but
you download
tell on him?
He still has to go through the fucking system.
He still has you, though.
He can detain
you. Has nothing.
I think he can detain you.
How does he have nothing? He could just confiscate your fucking computer and just see all the things downloaded.
He wouldn't do it.
No, yes, you can. You are physically violating the Copyright Act in front of him.
That's really? what this country was founded on.
What is a copyright act?
Copyrights.
What is a copyright act?
What?
Is everything was copyrighted except for the Constitution.
Give me the fucking whole write-up of the copyright act.
Do not make copies. Do not make copies of this thing.
Wiki fucking copyright act. And just see what it says. Digital copyright act.
Digital?
Mostly and if you were caught, would you pay
not digital, the full-on copyright act.
Fine.
No, we're going to do the copyright act because that's probably what he's going under because he's fucking still shit over the internet.
Yeah. It's still the copyright act.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn Steve in.
I should. Only if there's a reward.
Just to see if he'll pay the $200,000.
I turn you in.
For what?
For what?
You do it too.
Do
don't give me that shit. You do it on your fucking home
computer. I cover my tracks better than you.
You still do it on your home computer.
You can't. The only way to cover your tracks is actually burn your fucking computer. Your CPU.
No, you can like delete it and then download or like
I have replace and shredders.
Replace
everything
that
I
space
shredded like fucking
with a bunch of other stuff and it's gone. I mean, like it will be gone. You just have to replace it with other things.
Because that's what
you can delete. You can delete. It stays on your computer.
Delete, it's still there. But as long as like you fill up your hard drive with other things that are safe, I guess like that aren't.
Yeah, they
it'll it. Just go over it, and then it's gone forever.
I have a shredder. In my recovery, can't find it. So
you know, I've been looking. Yeah, I missed my child porn.
Okay. Bet you they'll
find
it.
I had to kill that link too. That was my best IP I ever had. My fake child.
Okay, so who's going to read this?
What is it?
The
I'm not.
Title. The act may be cited as the digital...
I like how you read it away from the microphone.
I don't even read.
This title may be cited from the WIPO copyright and performances...
Wait, may be cited?
You're looking at Lex Knight.
What?
Okay. Oh, he said maybe cited. Like, may there's a possibility I can get away with it.
This is boring. Can I read one fish, two fish, blue fish, red fish?
That's a lot more entertaining.
I actually want to dead this too because Steve is so ignorant. He actually believes what he does is right and not wrong.
Oh, no, that's called justification. Like, every alcoholic does it.
We should have a intervention for Steve's copyright violation.
You're what?
Every time, every time you steal movies, you hit the movie industry, and all my favorite movies can no longer be made anymore.
I wanted that Die Hard 5, and I'm just waiting for
it. I want. You got. I mean, you got to feel guilty. It's like taking the extra piece of fucking.
I want to see new.
It's like having a piece of brownie. Like, you know what? I don't
have any money.
I want another. I really shouldn't get another one, but you know, I'll do it anyways.
One, I don't feel guilty. Two, I'm fast, so don't make a brownie analogy. Three, they are making a Die Hard 5.
See, all that guilt. All that guilt is making them stutter. All that guilt's making them stutter.
It's the guilt. You've never noticed that?
Okay, if you download and steal shit, let's say you stole a movie. Because okay, let's.
What did you stole?
I
my
didn't
heart.
Steal anything.
You didn't.
I would throw it on the ground and stomp on
you
it.
Just admitted.
Let's say you download a movie that was in theaters that you didn't pay for.
Uh-huh. Right when you open it, a fucking.
That's what I'm saying. You're stealing the movie, experience.
If you like the movie, free. If you like the movie, would you go to the theater? Or not? Would you? Would you go to the theater and watch it again for money?
I have done that.
Hold on.
To match every
the first thing. Why do you download the movies?
Because I don't.
No, that's not.
I don't have the money. I don't have money right there.
Huh?
You don't have money to go to the movies, even though there's a Sterling Cinema over here that you can watch a movie for $5 before $7.
Are you married?
Before $7.
It's actually $3 of bus money.
What does Mary have to do anything about it?
Do you have three children?
Do you have $5 for beer?
Are you pulling the parent card?
No.
Are you physically pulling the parent card on this shit right now?
This coming from three guys who have no obligations.
No
Fuck
obligations.
I hate that. Like, do you have a child?
Do you?
I hate that.
I know, yeah.
You hate it because you don't have it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I hate not having a little fucking shit in my house.
Okay, first of all, I'm glad of the fact that I don't have any kids. Second of all,
that's the reason I'm not married.
Not to have any kids for certain people who weren't smart enough. I'm not going to say their name. But
okay. What the hell? Okay. Yeah. You have Steve. What you have three kids. Oh, what the fuck do you? You what the fuck have you? Right what there. Do you buy the kids?
Movie tickets.
Movie tickets at the Krikorian. No, take them to Sterling.
Actually,
a lot of it.
He's got to buy the baby food and the ass wipes.
No, a lot of it goes to fucking clothes.
No, but if you have a couple kids, just pass
a lot of what goes to clothes.
The money goes to clothes.
What income?
Yeah, okay. My wife has income. Who has all the credit cards? I do. All the shit goes against me.
Who
has all the debt?
Okay, first of all, who spends any time at a bar?
I have the debt.
Who spends any
if
time
the
at a bar?
If shit's not paid for, who does it go
against?
We
all spend time at the bar.
Me.
Yeah, no, but
why would you put yourself in that situation?
Because for some
reason,
he
spends time at the bar.
Can't get the fucking cards.
He can't spend $5, right? Okay, Steve.
What?
You can buy a beer. You can buy a beer.
No, I can't.
You can't buy a beer.
No.
So why do you ever even go to the bar?
The last of my money went to fucking cigarettes.
Can you smear the
then
queer?
Then stop smoking and go see a movie.
Why would I?
That is a good point. That's a good point.
They both only last you 3 hours.
Yeah, only one of them I can download.
I'll give you that one.
I can repeat those.
Yeah, I'll give you that one too.
You can remember. You can remember the movie.
That deserves a jitterbug.
You know what? You can all berate me, and we'll keep the break.
Just bye.
Hold on. You can all keep fucking yelling at me and berate me by all means. We'll keep it going. We'll keep it going after we come back from commercial. This has been ripped in half.
That's your scapegoat.
Ripped in half on the Wedge Radio
that was
Network.
Glorious. I love that scapegoat.
He's going to smoke with
you. You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right hand.
Congratulations, you won.
And it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online. that you can trust. All you have to do is just go to wedgeradionetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
Fucking cut my head with this damn thing.
All right, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
God, I won't even fucking
countersue. Well, step back.
No, Eric.
I'm countersuing for hurting my fist on your face.
Oh, boo.
Now, Eric, you said something about you want to see Men in Black 3?
I don't. That was Jason.
I do. I want to see Men in Black 3.
Do you?
Yeah. No, he just wanted to see so three Men in Black.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'll take him.
We were talking already. We were talking last night. Black people cannot go back in time.
Why?
You want to see? Oh, because they'll
Black
get
to the Future.
It's a cool title.
They just can't go too far back in time.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. A black guy cannot go back in time.
Well, that's a Louis C.K. bit.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Well, no, that depends. Is he doing it, again, normal time traveling, or is he doing it Quantum Leap style?
Oh, that's a good point.
Quantum Leap style, but he could.
He's going to be trapped into a white guy.
He's still a black guy. He may be a black guy trapped in a white guy's body, but he's still a black guy. He can do it.
But he talks.
But can he dance?
He talks like that little kid. He's going to be a scary.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure anything that you show that you're different, they're going to fucking kill you anyways.
Yeah.
Or beat you.
That depends on how deep
the clan didn't even like their own kind. So what the fuck are they going to do when they hear a white guy say, "Hey, y'all," they're gonna get him and beat him and drag him.
Holy fuck, that sounds like a great fucking movie.
They're gonna call him a nigger lover and then beat him.
I know a guy who left the fucking Nazis in jail because he didn't believe fucking what they believed in.
What they believe in? Christianity?
Well, hey, we all know the plot of American History X. Thank you.
I met a guy who did that.
You met him?
I'm not lying. Really?
I know. Yeah, him. So that means
I will take you
how
to
much,
his house.
How much of the truth is in
so
there?
So, in the 19... You met a guy who in the 1940s left the Nazis in prison?
No, we're talking the millennium.
The millennium?
I know a Jew that's a Nazi, Jews. Too.
Come on, Wedge. Are you not jiggy with it?
I am not jiggy with it.
You know what the kids like today. You don't whip your hair back and forth.
I wish I could.
I wear my frohawk back and forth.
I know a Jew that's a Nazi and owns an actual pizza oven.
That's a way homer. That was actually a good joke. No, but I met someone who did fucking just not care about it. Like, their beliefs were just different from what he thought.
So he was disenfranchised?
Pretty much. He loved killing people, though.
He was still racist as well.
No, I know him.
Yeah, but you try.
We got jiggy with it with Mr.
It's almost impossible.
You just got
Mr. Smith.
You just have a spray tan.
No, 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 no.
Your face is looking mighty pale.
I'm hurt by the sun.
Especially compared to this dick right here.
I don't have any skin on my face. I just have hair.
It's
sores.
Hot marks. Hot mark scabs.
What? That was a Jitterbug remix with Jiggy with it.
Hell yeah. That was a mashup. I like
how Will Smith can rap without cussing. I appreciate
it. I remember that.
I do too. I also like the fact that he's a fucking asshole. He just plays a song and sings over it without the lyrics. Like the Men in Black is one specific song. Like that song, he just took the lyrics out and he just sang over it as opposed to mixing it or doing anything to it. Same thing with
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Galaxy
Yeah, it's horrible.
Wah wah was. No, it's not.
The only problem I have with this song.
Some
is,
of the black version.
Who
of
takes
the
fucking
wah,
Cuban
was.
Cigar and they just chew on it and not light it?
Wait, huh? he did that.
That's what he says in the fucking song.
He says what?
Rewind.
A lot of people chew on.
He takes a cigar right from Cuba Cabal, right? But don't worry, I don't light it.
I'm kind of
smoking is bad.
Disturbed that you listen to Will Smith.
No, I haven't. No,
he watches karaoke videos.
Yeah,
to the lyrics.
Even though, even when the song came out, when this song came out, I thought that as a kid, I was like,
I never.
Who the fuck did you
use a cigar? I don't remember any of the songs.
And you don't smoke this shit, right there. Wookie Wild,
Desperado, Rough Rider.
Who asked a Cuban cigar?
You're ruining it. Because you have money doesn't mean you can ruin a fucking Cuban cigar.
Exactly.
I'll wipe my ass with a Cuban cigar.
Cigars are delicious. Like, you have to.
I'll have a bitch use a Cuban cigar as a dildo.
Like, give me a cigar, and they just hand you some Dominican Republic cigar. No, you have to get a good one. Like, a Drew Estate Natural is one of my favorites. Like, the sweet chocolatey cigar, but it's not like.
No one cares.
I'll have a bitch use a Cuban cigar as a dildo. I'm like, fuck, I'm rich.
I know you love what you're talking about. But we don't care.
Jitterbug yourself.
I was waiting for him to keep talking.
He's
saying
that he wants to suck a dick. That's all he's saying. He wants to suck a dick.
Okay. I don't know about the fancy dick shit you're saying. I will say this. Cuban cigars aren't all that great. What makes
them... Oh, here we go. Controversy.
No, what makes them so...
This is enticing.
What makes them so wild is the fact that... What makes them so great is the fact that they are illegal because of the embargo.
It's the embargo because of the fucking... Like,
but that's what makes them so great.
The Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, but that's what makes them so great and so expensive. And so if you're spending the money to get it, you don't just bite it for a fucking look and not smoke the shit. Then you're making it all soggy and you're wasting your money. Fuck that.
You're wasting your money. It's like you're taking the time from someone who's smuggling it.
Exactly.
And then you're ruining it because you're like, I can't smoke this because what would the kids think?
No, seriously. I have that money where I can't do that.
When you have money, you can do what the fuck you want.
It's disrespectful.
You can fucking.
Yeah, I have enough money. I don't care.
When you have money, you can buy like food and just throw it in the ground in front of a hobo.
There are a few things. Okay, like one thing about being a man.
What? Forget about is that you an apple and he just rejects it.
Yeah, no, they're assholes. Most people are fucking.
No, he can't buy money into it.
How much people are? Hey, you know what?
Garfunkel
and Oak should make a song. Homeless people are smug.
No, like the idea of being a man, though, you have two aspects. You have the drinking and the smoking. I think every man at some point in their life,
that's the process of homeless people.
No. Like being a man. I think you have to be able to drink. Like before you go out in public, you should have like been able to. Be able to gauge yourself so you know how to act. Second part of becoming
then
a man
we need to lower
is at
drinking.
Some point...
I don't think
we need to lower the drinking age to 14.
I don't think you can be a man until you listen to Mulan's song about becoming a man.
and then the second part is that you have to have a segment of your life that you smoke. Just a segment in your life that you smoke, so when someone's kid is born and someone passes around a cigar, like, you're not going to hail the cigar, but you're going to at least know how to fucking smoke the cigar.
You should play the Mulan song.
Let's face it, a true cigar smoker actually inhales slightly.
He's looking.
No, everyone inhales slightly, but not enough for it's going to be that.
That's a mouth thing.
That.
It's more like it's a taste.
Yeah, it's all about the taste. That's why...
You put it in your mouth and you taste.
Like, you go...
Unless you're like doing like the fucking... What the niggerish then, fucking... What do you drink? What do you smoke?
Anyone who actually smokes a cigar,
Black and Mild, yeah.
Anyone who smokes a cigar will smack their lip like their tongue.
No, white guys
they
smoke.
Will. No, they will. But a true cigar smoker will always inhale a little just to get that full flavor in the back.
Someone will inhale. It's not like it's impossible.
It's become now the fucking
completely.
Stephen Wedge argument show.
Smoke close.
Fuck you. Ripton Ham is over. This is the Stephen Wedge argument show.
There's not enough room for that.
That's not many days in the week for that show.
You're an asshole. Fuck you!
Oh, it's not a Jitterbug reference. It's not worthy of Jitterbug.
No, it's not.
Not really.
If anything, I guess it's worthy of this.
Yeah, the best part of it.
Really?
This is a song that makes you
mad. I think you showed the asshole fucking picture again.
That would have been a little better than this, actually.
Every man...
Oh, she's hurt. This is like,
oh, man, my ass hurts.
These are all... Listen to this song. Everything they talk about, you need to do to be a man.
Like action, you look like that. Like that fucking
clock
in their fucking face.
Yeah, you gotta fucking hit clay pots with a fucking stick.
So you put scorpions in people's
Look at her, she's taking them out.
It might work.
What would Eddie Murphy say? Bunch
I Gumby.
Hey, she won.
She just straight out took out her commander. I'll make
a man. You are really into this. You don't throw a camera.
I know, I know.
You know, the fucking thing is,
you have been on me.
Both of you really need to pay attention.
I have been. You know,
you're doing movements.
I'm talking about him too.
You know, I do want to say something about this this move or like this song, is that he's saying he's going to make a man out of her, and no one knows that she's a chick. That means that all Asian people look alike.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that racist from Disney?
No, which is funny.
That no one's able to understand that this is not a man.
You know what's even funnier is that even, okay, yeah, they're trying to pass her off as a guy.
That's a good point, Mr. Wedge.
Disney
never thought
about that. Added some feminine features to the art of her. And yet nobody still could tell the difference.
No, but the dude has feminine features about
him. Knock off of what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't say anything about that. Like,
knockoff, it has to have a brand name to be a knockoff.
They all look the same! And that's why you gotta be careful if you go to Bangkok.
I gotta find him, but he should be prominent.
Like, how can you not tell that's a chick right there?
I know. It's like, why do I want to fuck that dude?
Furthermore, yeah, I get that Asian chicks have small tits, but as tight as that robe is pulled, how do you not see tits sticking out of that? It's not like at that age they wear bras.
I know.
You know this song.
I know this song.
It's on camera, though. You know, you're fucking with me, but you know this song.
I have a 3-year-old niece. Fucking, she watches this like 24. She watches this like 3 times a day.
Remember, Eric.
That's like, I know.
Eric,
I know every. I know.
He's actually into it.
No,
like,
I know every cartoon song there is.
Really? Eric has such
every
a hard on for
song.
Asians. Anything
no.
Asian remotely, even Disney, he knows.
I seriously
well, especially
know. Like,
I Mulan right now no, just no, had a
know,
black
I know
eye.
Every,
did you see that?
I know like every cartoon yeah. song made.
Look at that. Man, she looks yeah. good with a black eye, doesn't she?
You know, that's the great thing about having...
Down by
that,
the
my,
dragon. Yeah,
my niece...
That's a chick that's going to, you know, make me a sandwich.
The same movie 3 times. Fucking every time there's a new movie, she watches it 3 times.
See,
fucking
Jason,
day.
Here's the
yeah.
Trick.
My nephew is the same way. He'll watch Ghostbusters yeah. like all the yeah. time. He's like
see,
2 years old.
Jason,
yeah.
look, they run with Ghostbusters.
Hold on.
Oh, I know.
This is one that
every child should know.
She's 3. She's not really into Ghostbusters.
They should.
It's a dude. So.
But here's the thing, to
a little different, I guess.
And you'll pick it up from the three of us. Anybody who has a small child in their house will use that small child as their excuse for anything.
Huh. Yeah, I just watched that movie, Little Monsters.
You learn to love,
but you use your nephew as the excuse for
no.
Watching.
You learn,
yes,
you learn to love, you learn to
so
love
part,
hey, you learn to love
so
cartoons when you have a small child in the house.
You love them anyways. You just use Abby as your excuse to watch them.
No, I don't. I don't personally sit down,
wrong.
Fucking turn on a fucking cartoon and watch it.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no,
as a adult,
no, she can do it herself. She knows how to fucking
shows.
Open up
but
a DVD player,
so
put a fucking disc in, and
I
fucking watch
does.
It.
Your brain is
but
gone.
But
you
sure
or you have
kids. To sit and watch it.
You find
no,
yourself.
Okay, there is something because like I when I was in high school, I wanted to get into animation. Then I moved on to like a film
live
production.
You want
to
get
yeah.
to hentai
and then
podcasting.
I ended up here.
I went from
you
live noticed, action to
but,
animation.
But I always
to
had
voice
I,
radio.
I always
you
had
noticed,
I always,
downhill something
I always I've
the
always
downhill
had,
grade.
I went to the bottom of the
bottle. I've always had the yeah exactly. But I always had the appreciation for like animation and film. And so when I watch a movie, I do tend to break it apart a little bit, and I know why I like a movie so much or anything like that.
Anime because it's detail.
And animation, anime is not detail. Anime is a story. But the idea of the way like
no,
things
I'm talking
work
about the drawings is detail.
Not really.
Because they don't use
a lot of it use a lot of detail.
No, they use a lot of detail for actual still artistry drawing, not CGI work. It's really detailed. Oh, I'm not talking about fucking American. I'm talking
no.
about Japanese.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, the only good fucking.
And you're taking away his story, sir.
No, the only good anime that ever came out of America.
Actually,
was
our
he's
show.
Not part of
the
show.
It's fuck
our show.
No, the only good American anime that ever came out was Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I'm just enjoying it.
No, you're fucking saying here. Yeah.
No, Avatar: The Last Airbender was the only good American anime ever come out.
You hold a timer with a phone on him? It's like, you can't leave yet?
What are you doing? You can't leave.
I was looking at the time. It's actually almost that time.
No, it's not, actually.
Watch.
We started late.
He comes back.
And don't even break up the show saying...
He comes back, the fucking screen's cracked on the fucking thing. The
computer's left it over. He got a Hulk on him.
He's got a Hulk.
Don't leave me
he's
when
got,
I'm talking.
He's got 3 holes in the wall. I was gone for 5 minutes.
Are
what the fuck happened?
We have another video we're going to talk about right now.
You can do it from there, you fucking jackass.
You know, I can learn the program real quick. I'm going to take Wedge's seat.
Go for it.
All right.
I will.
Oh, hey, you need to buy a new chair.
It's already synced up, though.
go to YouTube.
And the hydraulics in your chair is going to be gone.
Find the Dark Knight one.
He sits in. He goes.
And pee over everything.
Oh, I already did that the moment I got here.
Ugh, I don't want to say that.
You think the Wedge is mad?
What the fuck is he looking at?
Pull it up.
If I only knew how to
see. You don't know how to do that? Okay. I should sit in Wedge's chair.
You don't know how to do that either.
What are you talking about?
That's why he left so confidently, because I know.
I do know how to do that. I used to be a fucking computer tech. That was my first job before I fucked up.
The more you know.
You didn't know that?
I knew.
I used to be a computer tech. I used to do computer repair.
Build computers.
I fixed them. I did all of that.
This is a software thing. I don't know if it's software.
That's not a software thing. To put that on that screen. That's not that fucking hard.
Oh, no, but he does.
It's like two clicks.
Oh,
it's a software thing.
I know how to put it on that screen.
Oh, you figured it out? Oh, yeah, it is. It's going. It's going.
I'll just do it manually.
Get any motion? We figured it out.
Hold on.
No, get the tabs and find.
Just hold on.
The dark. Right there.
I want to show you what.
No one wants to hear what you want to talk about.
No, I'm going to show you what Wedge has been whacking off to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No one else can see this except us.
I know.
It's not part of the show. I wish the fucking thing would switch to the fucking video.
Yeah, this show just got weird. I think I'm going to make my own.
Air conditioning show? You got to record that. Are we going to record that somehow?
I don't know. Steve is fucking doesn't want to use computers.
How are we going to record when we go to Vegas?
That's what I messed up.
Huh?
You want to record to go to Vegas?
You want to record a show in Vegas?
Well, no, when you get to on the way.
All the way to Vegas? Yeah, you can do it. We're not driving.
I know, exactly. We just fucking
bullshit. Oh, not found. Fuck you.
That means he has
Steve just makes himself look more like an idiot every day.
Yeah, go to fucking Daily Motion. Go to the dark. It's right there. It's the fourth one.
Yeah, I know that.
What are we supposed to be?
I don't know. It's not good airtime.
Are we supposed to be?
It's not even worth it.
Okay, so Jason, we're going to Vegas end of the month.
All right, it's right here.
Find it.
I got it.
Play.
It's playing. I just wish I could show you guys this. Weird fat.
Hey, look at the Dark Knight
thing with McDonald's.
It's a new trailer.
I don't like Bane.
You don't like Bane?
I think he should be bigger and more veinier.
Turn the volume up. So I can't hear shit.
How about we watch like a game trailer or something? I don't want to watch this crap. I already seen this crap.
The physical volume, but the volume on the fucking screen.
Don't you think he should be a little more bigger?
Well, I figured the juice would come in and make him bigger later.
They can CGI. You think they're gonna do that?
That's what makes him bigger, though.
Oh, you think they're gonna actually do that?
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. I can hear it.
I figured out the button. Let me start it over.
Start it over. What? I'm fucking throwing paper on the fucking table.
Girls gotta eat.
You gotta hear that little.
A kid has gotta eat, huh?
Can I from eat some cow like this?
Why is he in this movie, though?
I don't know. He's a jackass. Say Inception, you fucking asshole.
Don't be shy.
Alright.
He's not big because of he's big. He's big because of that fucking serum.
The serum.
So there's no point of him being, like, extra huge.
Let the games begin.
Button my button will bang, bang.
All right, so we know it's going to be a good movie. We have to watch all this one.
You already seen it. Shut the fuck up.
You haven't seen it?
No. That's why we're doing this.
I have not seen it.
You know, you could just watch the movie.
Oh, you can shut the fuck up.
Look up what? What are you missing?
You know what trailers are? Teasers. You are in
for a show. Yeah, I don't even watch trailers because it ruins it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you anticipate.
That's what gets you excited.
You know, the part's coming. You anticipate the part while you're watching the movie. Like,
I haven't seen any of these parts.
No, now it's going to ruin it. Okay.
But I have no reference for them.
What do you know about him? That you should be as afraid of him as I am.
I like how the Princess Diaries in the movie.
I haven't seen her naked, though.
You haven't seen her naked?
I already seen her naked.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's seen her naked.
You saw Brokeback Mountain, did you?
No, I saw Havoc.
Havoc? What the fuck is Havoc?
So you never saw that chick naked?
No, I've not looked
it up. And we're not looking it up.
And we're not doing that because we don't know how to work a shit. And who's this guy? Close this shit. Stop it. Go.
He's buying car insurance, fucking you fucking dickhead.
Just close the whole window.
And this has been Ruin the Show by Steve.
So what do you think, Steven?
Call him Steven.
It's not a, I like doing that. It's really not all that different compared to the other stuff that they've shown.
I've never seen that fucking... Most of that footage I've never seen.
Some of it I have.
All of it is,
some of it I haven't, but...
There's three scenes in there that you don't fucking see.
Yeah, the part that I haven't seen, it's not... They haven't really...
The part I haven't seen is when you throw the fucking paper on the ground. That's the only part I haven't seen.
Yeah, stupid ticket.
This is a folder.
I paid my... I put money in the meter. Yeah, stupid ticket. We can't end the show with that top off. We had the... Oh, that's you. Never mind. Fuck it. I thought we asked something else to go.
No, yeah. That
was it all of us?
Almost what?
The music.
No, that was Eric.
That was me.
Oh, really? Go again.
Why?
I want to actually... We got to call the show.
Do we?
And this is where the show's falling off. It's falling apart. You know that, right?
What else you got, Jason? No, what else
do you
have to bring to the show?
Go.
And
that's been
Rhythm
Half.
Well, we're going to get in on that.
And everybody just saw the wedge come in.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing behind
my mother? Hide your identity.
Start punching him in the face.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing behind my mother? Lift his ass up and take him out.
I want them to see what kind of porn you've been looking up here.
Your seat's probably going to be sweaty when you sit on it, too.
All right, we got to do that, but we got to end the show, and we'll just run it through there.
It's not over till the wedge says it's over.
That was probably his prep for tomorrow. As far as we know, that's his next. That's his opening for tomorrow.
What?
I doubt it.
What is?
You can just click that.
That's what he's been whacking to.
I'm fucking it.
No, I was gonna
six fat chicks doing the Where the Wild Thing dances around McDonald's.
He's gonna make that.
That one's chubby.
Our show symbol.
No, what happened to be a dick? What happened was that I was gonna send that to you guys when you were talking about like at the very beginning of the show, like McDonald's and all that.
Uh-huh.
But then when I
the chicken
when
here.
I brought it up,
you thought we were gonna get turned on.
No, it was way too past. It was way past the point. So it wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't
we're moving fast.
It was not apropos.
Stop bringing up the past.
Is she the only black chick in that whole thing?
Is she black in the shadow?
No, that big girl looks pretty black to me.
She just looks big.
Right here?
That's black hair. No, the other one.
Okay.
It's
six fat girls holding hands, like kind of kicking in like a circle. And one is like looks like she might be black, and she is getting really...
You know what? I got the invite for a circle.
Is it weird that my pants are down?
Well, they're totally doing the whole Where's the Wild Thing fucking dance. Where they all grab hands and like dance in circles around shit.
It's all for a McRib.
That was a protest for the McRib.
And you notice the one at the bottom left. Not only does she has like her normal ass crack, but she's like got two extra ass cracks going up her back. Anyway,
to me.
So this has been issue with ripped people? In half.
A slap and a snap and a clap.
Yeah, snap that's how it works. Clap. That's right.
That is ripped in half.
Yeah. It's been ripped in half.
Did Steve do anything on this side? Like, did he play any audio or anything?
No.
He pushed a bunch of buttons.
He spun around in your chair.
I did play the Batman thing that they wanted.
I didn't want it.
He didn't want it.
Jason wanted it.
But you figured it out?
Yeah, that was already done. That was already up there.
Oh, he's not that retarded.
I don't know.
Fuck you, Wes.
He's out.
He figured out, you know, you probably retarded. When press the cow button and the duck button
you
and you figure it out.
Exact replica of your whole system. I took him around.
Damn it! That was very poorly executed.
Cow goes moo.
Anyway, we're going downhill. So I've been Jason.
You've been Jason. Okay, that's good
Jason
to know. You know,
I was playing somebody else, but you know, I've been Jason.
I've been Steve.
I've been known as Eric. And not really sure what it was this episode.
This is the artist formerly known as Ripped in Half.
The show formerly knows Ripped in Half.
I was trying to make a conglomerate of all of
you. You're trying to make this sound stupid.
I think we still have a job as long as we show up every day.
Really? Maybe.
As opposed to some people.
We'll keep out hope on that.
Still on the verge of cancellation.
I have no hope.
Now, if
is that why you monitor?
I believe
it. Well, if you do a show where you're not there above us the whole time.
He doesn't want Steve to steal shit. That's why he's there.
He's going to come over everything. But a bunch of donkey cum all over the fucking monitors.
I might pirate some of the programs you have.
Oh, good.
That's what you're
doing. My burger and fries done?
Piracy. Oh, I get it now. After all these years.
That's right.
I'm doing the show for 1 year.
Pirating Steve.
So if anybody wants to get a hold of us, you can always...
Torrent Steve. That's what you right?
You can always like us on our Facebook.
Thought it was scuba.
You can follow us on our Twitter account. Fuck you, Eric. Follow us on our Twitter account at Ripped in Half, or of course the overall fuck off. Hey Jay.
Oh no, Hey Jay. Guess what?
At Hey Jay. Guess what? There you go.
Is that real?
What? That's my Twitter.
Send all your hate mail to.
I thought you just say that for the hell of it.
No, mine's. What? You really think that's like I make that up? Every
week? I thought you just said for the hell of it.
My Twitter.
I just didn't know that was real.
My Twitter is Hey Jay. Guess what?
Hey gays, guess what, right?
Hey gays, guess what? Hey, I'm one of you.
There you go. At Hey Gay, rip what?
Send all your hate mail at ripped in half podcast at
gmail.com. gmail.com, right?
And for all of you who want to sign a petition to get us fired off the wedge and to Wedge Radio Network.
The only way to get hell to me is on Xbox. So
why would you encourage that? That's fucking awful.
Find me on
That's
Xbox.
A horrible thing to say to us.
I'll play some games.
If you like a commercial, you know, tweet me, though.
Commercials?
This next commercial.
I love the commercial breaks. I hate the fucking parts where the guys talk.
They got to come somewhere, my friend.
This next commercial is forever, by the
way.
Wait,
you said our show's like the Super Bowl? You only join for the commercials?
Exactly, because I'm a bitch.
This joke has lost all its goodwill. It's like, I wish you should stop. It's like, I wish I could, my friend. Come here, grass to my ears.
I'm not your friend, pal.
Other than that, I'll we'll your buddy see you next week. This has been Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
Gaylord.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. That's how it ends?
Yeah.
No, we can just keep talking. All right.
This is ending
tonight. No, wait. Like, the music has not stopped. Are you going to walk away now like you're fucking like a thug?
I am peeing. I've got the fucking
You just dropped the microphone on stage like I made a hilarious joke.
I did not. I dropped the fucking
You even did a jitterbug 20 joke.
20 seconds.
20 seconds what?
Steve'sGay.com. I buy that.
All right. Are we in a commercial?
The show's done, man. Oh. Just fucking rubbing your fucking chicken pot fucking scar.